93 FM.
Connell wide open at the 40, 45, 50. He's loose. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Huron. 82-yard touchdown. Quick set by Hines up the middle. Mitchell on the ricochet. Can't get to it. That's quite a hand that all good setters can do. Hampton Hines with the quick set kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Hines again. Set across Klagan. Left side. Through the block. Huron at max point again. And he's looking right. Going to throw it that far sideline.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elmwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're getting a real late start tonight, but we are in Spearfish set for a basketball doubleheader here on Tigers. Spearfish Spartans just about ready to go. We're wrapping up the girls' sophomore game and close game here, but Spearfish looks like they got a chance to pull this one out and pick up the win with 9.3 seconds left. Long day of travel here, and now we are ready to play some basketball here. Both squads, girls and boys, both games have some good records going for them here, so it'll be a good matchup here for both teams here as we're into the month of February now, and of course, starting to see people look a little more at those power points and where everybody's at here as we get set to go with the playoffs, which are just now a month away. Hard to believe we're getting to that point as well. Just trying to get everything put together here. Now, don't have the best location. It's very dark where I'm at. I do have the stream set up over on YouTube, but I can't really see it, so hopefully it'll be working. Tonight I have it off to my left, so just cramped quarters here. But, hey, we're still going to get you the play-by-play and all of that and get set for some high school basketball here on this Friday night. Girls' game is first. Dakota Johnson, head coach of Spearfish. Oh, they turned lights on for me. Thank you very much. Spearfish head coach is Dakota Johnson in her third year, record of 7-4 for the Spartans, but a significant injury for Spearfish, their leading scorer, and even the coach says best player, Maya Kachutin, is out tonight with an injury, so that means a little revamping of the lineup for the Spartans. Huron comes in with a record of 5-7 and probably coming off their most disappointing game of the season. Got the big early lead against Sioux Falls Roosevelt on Tuesday night, 17-2 late in the first quarter, but then only scored 15 points the rest of the game, including an overtime period, and they lose to Roosevelt 39-32. That after knocking off just a week and a half earlier the second-ranked team at the time in Sioux Falls Jefferson. So for the Huron Tigers, a little payback here. They want to reset, refocus, and get back to playing some good ball. And it's the Spearfish Spartans that will be the opponent. And these two teams did play here last year. Remember doing that game? Came down to the final seconds. Hampton Hines hit a huge three late in the game to give Huron the lead. And Spearfish then missed a good look at a final bucket. And Huron girls did pull that out. 1 year ago. I think it'll be 1 year ago tomorrow. Shock to both coaches, Dakota Johnson, head coach of Spearfish, and of course, our own Cody Kaufman. Those interviews coming up after we take this time out on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. After a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Eclipse Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our West River doubleheader tonight here on Tigers at Spearfish. Girls game first, followed by the boys. Talking with head coach of the Spearfish Spartan girls basketball team, Dakota Johnson. They come in with a record of 7-4 on the season. And, coach, it's the month of February. Still have almost half your schedule to go, but got to be happy with that 7-4.
Oh, absolutely. Our girls have been battling, had some adversity with some games getting rescheduled and that sort of thing. And, you know, February is going to be packed for us, and we've got to be ready for the grind.
Now, just looking at the lineup here, I did this game last year. It seems like I do see a few names I recognize.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. We basically have all of our returners from last year, and we had a very exciting season last year, so we were hoping to carry that into this year, and so far we've been doing that.
Major injury, though.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate to, you know, have Maya out for this game, and right now it's kind of undetermined on how long it's going to take. But, you know, that's the beauty in basketball. It's the beauty in playing a team sport. You got to be ready whenever you're called on, and I think we got a handful of girls that are ready to do that.
And I would think the experience does help you with that. And so a few girls just took on some different roles.
Absolutely. I mean, we always tell the girls when it's your time to step up, you got to step up. And they're embracing that, and they always have been. And Maya's a great teammate, and she's helping them along. And just really fortunate with the bond that they have.
And just looking at your lineup here outside of Maria Bowman, not a ton of size.
No, not really. We're a scrappy, kind of smaller team, but we got a lot of heart. We got a lot of physicality, and, you know, they battle every night for me.
Now, here on Tigers Come In, what's your scouting report there?
Well, we got to stop those Hines girls. They're very talented, very athletic, and can shoot it, obviously. So got to make sure we can contain them. And if we can contain them, hopefully we can contain the rest of their offense because a lot of it goes through them. So that's kind of going to be our goal, keep them as cold as possible.
And finally, we mentioned February, but still almost half your schedule left. But right now, you're in position, obviously a long ways to go. Want to get that home game for the SODAC 16, if possible.
Yeah, that's been our goal. That's where our eyes have been set from the beginning of the season. We really want to be home and experience that, you know, playoff round experience at home. And we're in, you know, a decent position right now. Hopefully we can win a few games down the stretch and really secure that spot.
Dakota Johnson, head coach of Spearfish. We'll take a timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The Huron Tigers' one and only state wrestling championship occurred at the Sioux Falls Arena in 1994.
The Tigers did not win their region, but came in with a strong team under head coach Ken Chihun. The Tigers had four state champions to paint the championship squad. Seniors Jason Marcus and Shane Peters, junior Aaron Hofer, and sophomore Ryan O'Connor. Six others placed as the Tigers went on to the state championship.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Being set for the tip-off, our girls' part of the doubleheader, Huron Tigers and Spearfish Spartans, and Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tiger girls, joins us here. Tigers coming off a tough loss Tuesday on the road at Roosevelt. Coach, I guess about anything you really say about that after the first 7 minutes. Boy, we just kind of lost focus there, perhaps, and hopefully the girls learned a lesson. We just can't let that happen.
Yeah, we didn't execute the way we wanted to execute. We just didn't play together like we've been playing together, you know, for the first half of the season. We learned a lot, I think, about ourselves. When things started getting tough, we didn't stick together like I wanted us to, like I thought we should, like we have been. So hopefully we learned, you know, a little bit, and luckily it's one game and turn around quick, you're right, with 2 days of practice and games Friday and Saturday now out here out west, and see if we can better ourselves.
So just call this refocus now after that. We're still on the road. In fact, a while before we get back on the home court. So good, just turn around here and get a good Spearfish team tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. A very good Spearfish team, right? If you watch the scores, they're playing with some really good teams. Beat St. Thomas More, beat Rapid City Stevens. When you start looking, it's now February, so now your eye starts peeking on those seed points, right? So you start looking at that, and you see, who you need to win, where you need to win, where you need to lose. Obviously, you need to win them all, but which ones are those huge ones where you're neck and neck with them? And tonight against Spearfish is one of those games where a win could set us up a long ways in seed points.
And Spearfish, just talk about them. I guess they have a good six-footer in the middle. Otherwise, kind of an undersized squad.
Yeah, they're not real big, but that six-footer is athletic. And then their wings are athletic, too. You know, they're good at pressuring the basketball. They're good at attacking the basket. Just a lot of things that you like on a basketball team when you watch them play really well together, attack really well. When you see them, you know, there's a few matchup issues for us. We're going to have to run them off the three-point line a little bit and then be really good at getting that defensive rebound off that first shot because they excel at rebounding and getting second-chance points.
And finally, I'm just going to go back to that word I used at the beginning, a good chance to refocus tonight.
Yeah, and it is, right? And we've had that conversation the last 2 days. We didn't like what we did on Tuesday. And again, it's nice that now we don't have a week off or 10 days off or whatever. We had 2 days of practice to refocus, get ready for Spearfish tonight, and we'll see what happens.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tigers, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Rugby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Yeah. Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Kaylee Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard.
Maddie Jurgens, number 10, junior, guard. Jocelyn Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard.
Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard.
Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard.
Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward.
Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard.
Casey Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensen Gergens, guard, sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Heinen, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 44, forward.
Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward.
Julie Dean, senior, number 50, forward.
Trace Renz, 10, guard, junior.
Cole McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moden, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Heindecker, number 23, junior, number forward.
TJ Gainey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Jameson Morse, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Kobe Holfer, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Thurston, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore, post.
He's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, welcome to Spearfish tonight. We're running about 40 minutes late at a very long sophomore game for the girls, but now we're getting set here in a couple of minutes, get the starting lineups, anthem, and we'll get our girls' game tipped off. A reminder, it's back-to-back here tomorrow. We're at Sturgis for a doubleheader, and we're shooting for a 1:30 tip-off. And 1:10 pregame, girls followed by the boys here again on Tiger. In case you can't tell, and I assume you can, we're about, I'd say, 15 feet away from the band. So at halftime between games, we're going to have a little background from the band here. But, hey, we'll have the play-by-play for you anyway. Looking to see if we go with the lineups first or the anthem. Usually we do the anthem first, but some schools do it differently. Again, Spearfish has a injury that they are contending with here tonight. Their leading scorer is out for tonight, Maya Kachutin, a junior. Been out since last week. Really not sure when they're going to get her back either, but a very good ball player. And will be missed by the Spearfish Spartans. The way the teams are lined up, it looks like we might be doing the anthem first before we get the lineups and get set very shortly for the tip-off for our game here this evening. So, again, a late start here, but still we have the girls followed by the boys. First time we've ever done doubleheaders with the Black Hills schools did the Rapid City doubleheaders in Huron back before Christmas. Now Spearfish tonight and Sturgis tomorrow out here in the Black Hills. Looks like we're ready for the anthem. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, and we will return here to Spearfish. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
With Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And again, welcome to Spearfish, getting set for our game here tonight. Doubleheader girls now and the boys 15 minutes after the conclusion of the girls. Spearfish girls, record of 7-4, head coach Dakota Johnson in her third year. In Houstonora is Dakota Berry when she was head coach at Sioux Falls Roosevelt. They'll start Sophie Guthmiller, a 5'5 senior. Josie Dana, a 5'8 junior. Sierra West, a 5'5 senior. Addie Reiners, a 5'7 senior. And Maria Bowman is a 6-foot senior. Here on Tigers, head coach Cody Kaufman, record of 5-7. Same starting lineup they've had the entire season. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore. Hilton Hines, a 5'8 sophomore. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior. Lizzie Heinen, a 6'1 senior. And Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6-foot senior. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, calling our girls game here this evening is Jim Fugate, Paul Whitcraft, and Tom Heitch. They are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. The boys JV Spearfish came up with the 58-42 win. And then the girls sophomore game, and that is why we're behind schedule. A lot of fouls, and that game just kind of dragged on. Spearfish did pull out a 43-39 win over Huron. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Of course, we're running behind just about everybody else in AA in the state. I know there's doubleheaders in Rapid City, too. I believe it's Brandon Valley and O'Gorman are out here west doing the doubleheader thing with the Rapid City schools as well. So there are a few Mountain Time Zone games going out here. Ready to go as Lizzie Heinen will jump for Huron and Maria Bowman for Spearfish. Here on going to my left, Spearfish to my right. I'm on the opposite side of the Spearfish gym from where I was last year and the last couple of times I've been here, in fact. Ball is tossed up, the tip controlled by the Spartans, and Dana will get Spearfish into the offense. Here's the zone back door wide open, reverse layup for two, back cut, and Sierra West was wide open for the layup and a quick 2-0 lead for Spearfish. Hilton Hines into the front court, looks like straight man here by Spearfish. Hilton Hines drives the paint, kicks out, Hampton Hines fakes the three, can't get it off, circles the perimeter, cross court up top, Allie Davis. Davis a couple of dribbles to her left, pitches back to Hilton Hines, backs it out. Right side, the ball slapped away by Dana, out of bounds, and will be Spearfish ball. Simmonsma, at the last second, tried to grab it. I thought it would have been out on Dana. In any case, Spearfish forces a turnover, and they have the 2-0 lead, and Bauman at the high post, tries to lob inside, will spin back, give to Dana. Dana goes inside, a low post, Reiners, back up top, fake by West. Kick out in the corner, Guthmiller. Now Spearfish will reset the offense. West on the left wing. Back up top, Reiners. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Left side, a long three, no good. Offensive rebound, Bauman with the putback. Missed three by West, but nobody blocked out Maria Bauman. And it's 4-0 Spearfish. We play just over a minute of the girls' game. Hines comes left side to Hines. Hampton with the ball in the left wing. Dribbles off to the left. Now Simmonsma way back outside. Cross court, dangerous pass. Got it to Hilton Hines. Hilton top the key. There's the roll. Ball deflected. Lizzie Heinen was open. Ball deflected. Last touch by Davis. And Huron turns the ball over. Kind of how the things went there the last three quarters of the Roosevelt game Tuesday. That pick and roll plays like that were open, but just weren't finishing him off. And Spearfish, 4-0 lead, and with the ball, double high post, and the kick out to the corner, nobody home. Not sure who Reiners was looking for. She had it on the right wing, tried to pitch it over to the left side, and there was nobody home. The ball turns over to the Huron Tigers. First sub of the game as Kate Scharf, a sophomore, in for Spearfish. Huron down 4-0. Screen set for Hampton Hines. Hampton goes right side Hilton. Hilton drives the paint, puts it up with the left hand, high up the glass, too strong. Rebound by Bauman. First shot of the game for Huron. Spearfish into the front court. Dana will run the offense. She has it at the top of the key. Lestide Scharf in the corner. Bauman steps outside. Back up, working the perimeter. Scharf scoots it over Dana. She'll bring it back up, top of the key. Right side Guthmiller. Patient set here, high post, dump it down to Bauman, nice fake, got Heinen up in the air and drives hard to the hoop for two. 6-0 Spearfish, and an early timeout by the Huron Tigers, 5:33 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Spearfish, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the Huron timeout, and I think Cody Kaufman used 30 seconds just to try to get the girls' attention. Bringing the ball up now, trailing 6-0 early on. Simmonsma left side, back door not there for Hampton Hines. Here's the drive, Heinen kicks back, Allie Davis. Davis looks in the middle, and back up top, Hampton Hines. Hampton uses a screen, dribbles left. Now Allie Davis. Davis cut off, hands off Hilton Hines. Knocked away, picked up by Simmonsma. Long three for Hampton Hines. No good. Bauman there with the rebound. Spearfish looks to increase their 6-0 lead into the front court. Dana, another new girl into the game, Adeline Bauman. The Bauman girls are sisters. Work the perimeter. Left side, Dana. Deep three. No good. Rebound, Allie Davis up strong with the loose ball. Hale Nines up ahead, Hampton. Hampton using a screen. Drives down the right side of the lane. Gives to Davis. Allie baseline and tried to force it into Heinen. And very fortunate for Huron, they did not turn the ball over. It was slapped away by Reiners, but she could not grab it before it went out of bounds. Huron has their first sub of the game as Allison Jane's in for the Tigers. Inbounds and go inside to James, cutting to the hoop. Count it, she's fouled. Instant offense. Nice pass on the inbounds by Hilton Hines and a nice cut to the basket by Allison Jane's, and she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. First foul of the game. Going to go on Bauman. Shot up, free throw, no good. Rebound by Bauman. So Maria Bauman, oh, Bauman, okay, they said Bauman. I thought it was Bauman, that's the way I wrote it down. So Bauman gets the foul, but also gets the rebound on the missed free throw. 6-2 lead Spearfish, 4:15 to go, first quarter. Here's the cut in the middle, and a trip going to be called on Simmonsma. Again, Huron just looks a little flat-footed as Spearfish is cutting hard and keeps moving the ball. That was Scharf on the cut that time. Fallon Simmonsma is her first team in the quarter on Huron. Lob comes all the way up top to Scharf, I believe. Bowman on the right wing. Cross-court pass. Dana, open three in the corner, short. Rebound ricochets out, and Hampton Hines controls for the Huron Tigers. Hampton, top of the key, gets a screen, and that's going to be a moving pick on Simmonsma. Easy call for the official. She was setting the screen, and then at the last second, she threw her shoulder into the defensive girl. And again, that was an easy call. I know she kind of questioned it, but I just had a good view on that, and she, at the last second, just threw her shoulder, just put a little extra in on it. Tatum Peterson in for the first time. Scharf goes underneath, shot up, no good, partially blocked by Heinen. Scharf, though, with the rebound off the missed shot by Kirsten Grubb in for the first time for Spearfish. High post, Bowman, that's the younger Bowman, cut to the hoop and in traffic, and a foul going to go, I believe, on Hilton Hines. Again, Spearfish really cutting hard, keeps the ball moving. And Huron just kind of playing back on their heels defensively. The foul is on Hilton Hines, her first. Third team on Huron, 3:31 to go here, first quarter. Lob comes all the way out up top to Bowman. And knocked out of bounds by Hampton Hines. Guthmiller will inbound it. Up top, Scharf. Back into the offense for Spearfish. Scharf comes off to the right side, gets back up top to Guthmiller. Guthmiller, a screen to the left, high post, Bowman. She'll go around Peterson and take it in for the layup, Reiners with the bucket for the Spartans, and they're up 8-2 as we near 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Hilton Hines into the front court, being watched by Adeline Bowman. James comes up at the right wing. Now Heinen, low post, posting up Hilton Hines, hard to the hoop. Counted, she's fouled. Boy, a good job of sealing by Hampton Hines, something she isn't normally asked to do, but hey, let's post her up. And she sealed off the defender and went hard to the hoop. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Hampton Hines. The foul is on Guthmiller, her first, second team on Spearfish. Free throw is good for Hampton Hines. She has three. And for all the struggles Huron's had, they're down, only down 3-8-5 inside of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Guthmiller crosses the timeline. Huron tries the trap back in the middle. Rip it in the corner. Scharf wants three. No good. Rebound off of Heinen on the floor. Tipped around, and finally Hampton Hines gets fouled. Well, a couple of girls had a shot at it, and Hampton just aggressively went after the basketball, and she'll get fouled while she was on the floor. Really, if you're Spearfish, you really didn't have to go aggressively after the ball because Hampton was already seated on the floor. But the foul will go on Spearfish, and it'll be on Addie Reiners, her first, third team. 8-5, you're on down three. James will bring the ball up with Dana out on her. James, a little trouble with the dribble, comes left side Peterson, high post Heinen. Heinen, they're trying to post up Hampton Hines again. Hilton will drive, kick out, fake. I thought Peterson was going to shoot, but now she kicks out, but stepped on the baseline as she drove. I thought Tatum was going to take the three. Instead tried to drive in, but was cut off nicely by Adeline Bowman. And the turnover to Spearfish. Spartans into the front court, lob it back, a little trap by Huron. Dana in the front court, deflected out of bounds. Oh, they give it to Huron. That is a definite missed call. That was deflected by Hampton Hines. Now the official's corrected, and this is the correct call. That was deflected by Hampton. The official closest to it saw it, but the official across the way had the view to see that Hampton did deflect it. Bowman back door. There it is again. Layup good. Second time Spearfish has went to that high post back door. Guthmiller, her first bucket, 10-5 in favor of Spearfish. Hilton Hines into the front court. Gets a screen from Heinen. Left side Peterson. Peterson, a couple of dribbles, and looked like a travel. It was a travel. And the ball turns over to the Spearfish Spartans. Kiki Eaglestar in for the first time for Huron, the senior. Allie Davis back on the floor as well. Small lineup right there now on the floor for Huron. Spearfish works against the trap pass in the middle. Knocked away by Hampton Hines, but an Eagle Star can't get control of the ball. They'll lob it underneath. Left-handed layup, no good. Bowman, though, there with the rebound. Maria Bowman has 6 points, all from right underneath the basket. And Spearfish now up 7 again at 12-5, minute 20 to go, first quarter. Ball slapped away. Davis gets control now in the middle. Hampton Hines. Hampton dribbles left, has a screen, a floater from 10, no good, long rebound, and coming out with the loose ball is Adelin Bowman. Up the floor, and Spearfish turns it away. They tried to throw it up ahead, Bowman to Dana, and it was thrown way behind Dana. So the turnover gives the ball right back to the Huron Tigers. Back into the game for Spearfish, Sierra West. 12-5, Spearfish leads. We're inside of a minute to go, first quarter. Right side, Hampton Hines gets a screen roll to Davis. Tip, but Davis gets to it. And then going to the hoop, and a blocking call going to go on Spearfish. They wanted a charge, but I'm not really sure how you're going to call that a charge when there was very little contact, and then the Spearfish go once sprawling. They'll be fouled number 2 on Reiners. Fourth team on Spearfish here on a run the out of bounds with 48 seconds to go. First quarter, Davis on the right wing. Up top, dangerous pass, got it to Hampton Hines. Hampton spins into the lane, kick out. 3 for Eagle Star, too strong. Rebound, Jane's going to get it on the weak side. Huron will get another chance with the possession. Drive by Hilton Hines, wraparound pass. Well, that would have been a hard one to connect there. Davis could not get to it. And the ball belongs to Spearfish. Shot clock off with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Spearfish a 12-5 lead here on trapping, but they break it. Dana in the front court drives, pulls up with a 10-footer for 2. Nobody ever got in front of Josie Dana, her first bucket. And now the lead is a 14-5, 7-0 run. Long 3 by Hines is good. Hampton Hines with the 3-ball. She's got 6. 14-8, 5-4 seconds to go. Up the floor, Bowman, and lost the ball, knocked away by Eagle Star. Spearfish will inbound it near the half-court line and has 2 seconds to work with here. No cheap fouls. Inbounds to Dana, 30-foot three at the buzzer. Got it. Off the right wing, Dana hits a 3 at the buzzer, and after 1, Spearfish 17 here on 8. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Sluggish first quarter, and Spearfish a 9-point lead as Josie Dana hits about a 30-foot three right off the right side and just fell through the net just like he intended it to go in. Start the second quarter, Huron possession. Up top, Hilton Hines gets a screen from Heinen, comes off to the right. Hilton on the dribble, Hampton, left side fakes. Hilton Hines back top of the key, backs it out. Hampton right side has Maria Bowman on her now. Peterson top of the key, flips back to Hilton Hines. Hilton drives, a lot of contact and a travel, I thought. Yes, it is. Travel on Huron, and the ball turns back over to the Spearfish Spartans. High post. get the ball in there to Grubb. Grubb will turn, shoot over Heinen. I think Heinen got a piece of it as it came short. Peterson with the rebound for Huron. Huron's got to get some offense in gear now. Down 9, early second quarter. Hilton Hines. Tatum Peterson looks left, now drives, splits the double team, almost double dribbled. Did, oh, they call a foul on Spearfish. And Huron will inbound it on the baseline. Again, Huron's got to get some offense going. It's been a struggle here, even going back to Tuesday night. Kate Sharp with the foul, her first team in the second quarter. Hines looking inbound, comes all the way out. Allie Davis, nice catch. Hampton Hines, 3, left wing, no good. Long rebound slapped out and controlled by Bowman and releasing down the floor, Grubb. And she'll take it in for the layup. The lead stretches to 11 for the Spartans. They're up 19-8. And Huron just has to find something to hang their hat on here offensively. Here's the roll inside. Heinen, a nice catch, hard to the hoop, banks it up, gets fouled. And two shots coming up for Lizzie Heinen. 2nd foul is on Sophie Guthmiller. That is her second. She and Reiners each with 2 here in the first half for the Spartans. First free throw good for Heinen, her first point of the game. Simmonsma with her 2 fouls returns to the floor. Peterson off for Huron, back in for Spearfish. I think this is the first time Maddie Donovan, I don't remember her coming in the first quarter. Doesn't mean she didn't, just I don't remember it. 2nd free throw good. Heinen hits them both. 19-10, Huron within 9. Spearfish walks the ball up, sets it up. Dana out there with Hilton Hines, goes high post. Back door, not there. Bowman fakes, steps in, 15-footer is good. Maria Bowman is 8 points, 4-for-4 shooting. That's the first bucket for her. That's not underneath the basket. 21-10, Spearfish. Hilton Hines in the front court, high post, Heinen. Near the key, dribbles off to the right against Bowman, backs her way in. Still on the dribble, lobs back out, Hampton Hines. Hampton right, comes back left, gets the screen. Allie Davis at the key. Allie flips back right side, Simmonsma. Simmonsma, baseline, 9 seconds on the shot clock, and the ball thrown away. Going to be chased down by Donovan in the Spearfish front court. Bauman, open shot, is no good. Long rebound, and will be controlled by Hilton Hines. First miss from the field for Maria Bowman. Overhand pass comes up top to Allie Davis. Davis stop, flips back to Hines, and a foul going to go on Donovan. That'll be her first and the second team on Spearfish. 5:32 to go in the first half. Been a sluggish first half for Huron. Trailing 21-10. Quick release 3. Hampton Hines got it. Got a screen and just got the shot off. Ahead of Donovan, and Hampton Hines leads Huron with 9 points, 9 of the 13, 21-13, with 5:16 to go in the first half. Spartans with the ball, double team in the corner, go in low post Bauman. Here's that cut again to the hoop. Going to wave off the shot, and it was off anyway, and the foul will be on Hampton Hines. And boy, Huron's got to come up with a solution for that back cut. Spearfish has been doing that in the first half successfully. Hampton picks up her first foul, first team on Huron in the second quarter. Spearfish will inbound it from the baseline to my right. Bounce pass to Bowman, right back in the corner, Dana. Now Bowman and the ball knocked away on the floor, picked up by Bowman, and they get a layup out of it. Huron should have a steal instead of Bowman on the floor, able to pick it up. Grubb cuts to the basket for 2. The lead is 10, 23-13, and Bowman with the steal. The lob went up to a Heinen, and she knocks it away, and down for the uncontested layup is Kirsten Grubb. And Spearfish up 25-13, 4:45 to go in the first half. Timeout Huron. We'll take a break 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
24 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Second time out of the first half for Huron as they trail 25-13. Turnovers, easy buckets for Spearfish. It's been a tough first half for Huron girls. Allie Davis trying to get shake loose from the man-to-man defense. Hampton Hines out there. She'll drive, go baseline, lean in. High Archer, no good. Rebound Simmons underneath and gets fouled. Well, Hampton Hines attacking the basket. You just got to go after it. Missed the shot, but there was Simmons with the rebound. And she will shoot two. Fouls on Avery Kirk. Didn't even see her check in. That's her first. Free throw, Simmonsma is short. It remains 25-13. Spearfist, James will check in for Davis.
James, in for the Tigers.
And one free throw pending for McKenzie Simmonsma. Second shot is no good, missed them both. Rebound underneath for Kirk. Good block out, and here comes Spearfish looking to extend their 12-point lead. On the right wing, Donovan. Now double team. Ball slapped away, stolen by Hines. And oh, the ball was slapped away, and they gave Spearfish a timeout when it looked like Huron had a steal, and Kaufman is furious on the bench. Timeout, Spearfish. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Timeout, Spartans, 30 seconds. The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
4:07 to go in the first half, and a tough break for Huron. Looked like they had the steal, but a timeout was awarded to Spearfish, and I know I'm wearing black and orange, but I don't think that should have happened. Ball on the floor as the Spearfish try to force it in. We'll have a jump ball. Possession will keep it with Spearfish. I just have a hard time believing that timeout got called because Hampton Hines already had the ball and took a dribble when the timeout was called. Spearfish will run the out-of-bounds play. And the lob will come all the way out. Nice catch by Kirk outside. Dana, deep three, left wing, got it. Dana with the three. She's got 8 points and biggest lead of the half, 28-13 for Spearfish over here on 3:37 to go in the first half. Hilton Hines, high post, overthrows Heinen, another turnover. And Spearfish right now in control of this. 3:25 to go in the first half and up 28-13. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM Huron. Left side, Dana fakes the three, drives, slides it in, low post. Simmonsma seals it off, and a travel. Good play, defensive play by McKenzie Simmonsma. Heinen came to help out with the double team. Heinen comes off the floor. Allie Davis back in. And Maria Bowman is back in for Spearfish. 3:08 to go in the first half, and Huron throws the ball away. Miscommunication, bringing the ball up the floor between Hilton Hines and Allison Janes. Another turnover. Been a really sloppy first half on the black and orange end. Dana will get Spearfish into the offense. Dana takes the left side, swings it up top to a sharp right side. Donovan double team. Now back in the corner, ball deflected, another steal by Hampton Hines. Hampton trying to get it up ahead there. She darts the pass to Davis. The ball deflected and going to be stolen by Spearfish. Kaufman wanted a call on that one, didn't get it. Spearfish into the front court. Grubb drives, kicks out. Fake by Bowman, drives into the hoop, gets undercut, count it, she's fouled. Bowman attacking the basket, she's got 10 points, 5 of 6 shooting from the field. Foul will be on Janes, and free throw coming up for Maria Bowman. 30-13 as Spearfish just taking care of business here. Tatum Peterson in, replacing Janes. No, Janes will come off, and Heinen back in. So both Simmonsma and Janes come off the floor in that exchange. Free throw for Bowman is no good, but offensive rebound. Missed the block out there, and jumping in for the rebound was Grubb, but then she is tied up at least. So Huron will get the ball but lose the possession arrow with 2:29 to go in the first half. Full court pressure by Spearfish. Get it into Hampton Hines. Hines with Dana on her across the timeline. Hines pitches back to Hilton. Hines, Hilton free throw line. Back off to Hampton. Hampton with the ball, isolated with Dana, drives baseline, flips it up with one hand, no good. Rebound, Heinen can't get it to go, and Bauman clears the board for Spearfish. Ball deflected out of bounds by Hines. It'll still be Spearfish ball. 2:07 to go in the first half. Remember, it was 7-5, Spearfish leading a couple minutes to go in the first quarter, so he can do the arithmetic. Since then, it's been 23-8. The run for Spearfish. Jumper in the middle, no good. Peterson with the rebound off the miss by Grubb. Minute 49 to go in the first half, and Huron down by 17. Hilton Hines, top of the key. Backs it out, gets a screen from Heinen, dribbles off to the right, starts the drive. Kick out three in the corner. Hampton Hines in and out, long rebound. And Allie Davis pretty much shoves Bowman out of the way. Gets the offensive rebound. Hilton Hines gets the short roller in the paint. About a 15-footer for Hilton Hines. Her first bucket of the game. Huron, I think, got away with one there, but we'll take it any break we can get. 30-15. Here's the cut. Grubb to the hoop. It's short. And Peterson with a good block out on the rebound on the miss by Grubb. Minute 8 to go. First half. Huron down 15. Hilton Hines into the front court. Screen from Heinen. Dribbles right. Left side, Davis goes inside. Bowman with the deflection, but the foul going to go on Bowman. And that will put Huron in the bonus. Two free throws for Lizzie Heinen. Maria Bowman picks up her second personal. And two free throws for Lizzie Heinen. Lizzie with 2 points from the free throw line. 58 seconds to go, first half. Free throw is good for Heinen. 30-16. Avery Kirk back into the game for the Spartans as we're getting late in the first half. Spartans are up big, 30-16. Second shot for Heinen is no good. Good block out underneath, rebound by Grubb. Dana will bring the ball up, set it up for the Spartans. Double screen up there if they want to use it. Dana off to the right side, pitches in the corner. Scharf will go baseline, kick it out in the corner. Baseline jumpers, Anii over, and Peterson there with the rebound off the miss by Donovan. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Allie Davis on the drive, cut off by Scharf. Now dipped it in, but deflected out of bounds by Spearfish. You're on a run the out of bounds play on the baseline. 29.6 to go here in the first half. and get the ball in. Hilton Hines will lob it all the way out to Hampton, top of the key. Hampton on the drive through the double team, put it up too strong. Nice drive. Couldn't finish it. Grubb with the rebound. Spearfish, see if they hold it for one shot. 17 seconds to go in the first half. Dana shovels it off, deflected, but they get it to Sharp, and now the ball deflected again, picked up by Hilton Hines. She's got time to work. Ball deflected, picked up by Davis. 6-5, Hilton Hines. Hampton Hines fakes, drives in, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound Peterson, and she can't get the put back off at the buzzer. And at the half, it's Spearfish 30, Huron 16. Take a timeout of 2 minutes. Back with our halftime report on Dakota Sports.
G is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime, been a rough start in this game for the Huron Tiger girls, trailing 30-16, have not led to this point in the game. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update here at the half. Harrisburg late in the game. This is girls. Harrisburg leads Aberdeen 40-33. Washington late in the game up on Watertown 43-41. Early in the second half, O'Gorman 22, Rapid City Stevens 18. Look at the boys' side of the equation, a couple of finals. Aberdeen edged Harrisburg. Number two, Harrisburg goes down 56-54. Sioux Falls Christian thumps Sioux Falls Jefferson 90-62. A statement there for Class A Sioux Falls Christian. Pier defeated Yankton 61-34. And again, those are AA boys scores. And that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Halftime here again. It's 30-16. Spearfish leading. We'll take a 2 minute timeout. Come back and check the halftime stats. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime, and it's all Spearfish in our girls' matchup, 30-16. The Spartans lead. Let's give you a rundown of the scoring for the Spartans. Good balance in their scoring. Maria Bowman leads the way with 10 points, 8 for Josie Dana, 6 points for Tiersten Grubb, and 2 points apiece for Sophie Guthmiller, Sierra West, and Addie Reiners. For Huron, first half, 9 points for Hampton Hines, 3 points for Lizzie Heinen, and 2 points apiece Hilton Hines and Allison Jane. Shooting in the first half, Huron 5 of 16 for 31%. Huron 2 of 6 on the threes, 4 of 8 on free throws. For Spearfish, 14 of 27 from the field, 52%. 2 of 6 on threes, 0 of 1 on the free throws. Each team has 13 rebounds, 5 for Maria Bowman for the Spartans, and 4 for Tatum Peterson to lead Huron in that category. Big difference, 13 turnovers for Huron, 5 for Spearfish, and that's some of the struggles the Huron girls have had here in the first half. 30-16, Spearfish leading at the half. Remember, our boys' game will follow. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, get set for our second half on Dakota Sports.
Oh, it's a great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. SNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at snbo.com. Member FDIC.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Good evening. Welcome back to Spearfish. We're way over on the western side of the state. I'm Jeff Duffy. As we get set for our second half, see if the Huron Tigers come up with any answers after a pretty rough first half all around, trailing 30-16. Well, they don't, let's see. Yeah, it doesn't say. I'm trying to see what the biggest lead that Spearfish had in the first half. I'm pretty sure they led by 15 at one point. And it's been a struggle the entire way. We start the second half. Starters on the floor both directions, and Spearfish will have the ball to begin our second half of play. I'm not sure what our delay is. Now we're ready to go. Sierra West will get the Spartans into the offense. High post Bowman. She'll dribble off to the right, cut off by Simmonsma. Now needs to get rid of it. Back outside Guthmiller, top of the key. Dana will reset the offense for Spearfish. Dribbles off to the right. West in the corner inside Bowman. Gets away from Simmonsma. Back door. There it is. Wide open layup. Guthmiller, her second bucket of the game. And boy, that back door cut's been open all night, and it's been a wide-open layup every time they've run it for the Spearfish. High post Heinen. There's the post up. Hines off glass for two. Tough shot, and she got it up over Addie Reiners. And Hampton Hines in double figures with 11. 11 of the 18 for Huron. Ball deflected by Hilton. Hines stolen by Hampton. So Huron makes a defensive play. A chance to cut into the lead a bit. Hampton Hines dribbles right cross court to Hilton Hines. Hilton at the top of the key. Screen from Heinen, backs it out. Left side Simmonsma. Simmonsma one dribble trying to get it into Heinen. Not there. Davis out on the left wing. They're off to reset the offense now. Drive by Hampton Hines. Dumps it back door. Nice pass to Davis, and she'll get foul going to the hoop. Pretty pass, and that time Huron goes back door. And Allie Davis at the line to shoot two. Allie has not scored in the game. She'll get two free throws here. We're just underway in the second half. 32-18. Spearfish leads. Huron has never led in this ball game. First free throw for sophomore Allie Davis is good. 32-19. Huron within 13. Second shot for Davis is good. Got them both. 32-20, Huron within a dozen. Just chip away, but in order to do that, you got to play some defense too. Screen set for Dana. Goes in the corner. Drive baseline west. Back door again. Almost stolen by Hampton Hines. They try that back door. This time Hampton read it. Got a hand on the ball. Just couldn't grab it. Deflected out of bounds. Will remain possession of Spearfish. Pass comes up top, and Hilton Hines slaps it away, and oh, almost saved it in again. That's twice a near steal by Huron. Hilton Hines with the slap, and then she stepped out of bounds. She did save it back into Allie Davis, but had stepped on the sideline. Now the officials are going to talk about something. What that's about, I don't know, and Spearfish will keep the possession. West at the top of the key. Goes high post Bowman. Bowman looking back door, not there. West on the right wing. Flip back, open three, left wing, airballed. Saved in, right to Allie Davis, though. And the ball saved in, and a big collision, and finally picked out of there by Hampton Hines. Hampton into the front court. Back up top, Hilton Hines. Hilton drives the paint, goes up against Bauman, a lot of body, and the foul going to go on Maria Bauman, and that's significant. Third personal foul on the six-footer for Spearfish, Maria Bauman. Bowman, I swear, Coach Johnson said that Bowman, but the PA guy keeps saying Bowman. First free throw, no good for Hilton Hines. Hilton with one bucket in the game. Into the game for Spearfish is Teresa Grubb, 5'9 sophomore, played a lot in the first half. Second free throw is good. One out of two for Hilton. She's got 3 points. Also in the back into the game for Spearfish is Adeline Bowman. So we still have a Bowman on the floor, the shorter one and the younger one. Adeline Bowman on the drive, kick out. Here's the drive into the paint, shuffled off in the corner. Dana wants three, no good. Rebound, and Heinen, the good block out to get the board for Huron. And Huron within 11 can get it down to single digits with a successful possession here. Hilton Hines drives baseline. Dana stays in front of her. Hilton hard to the hoop. Left-hand scoop for two. Huron, their best momentum of the game. They have outscored Spearfish 7-2 to start the second half. It's 32-23 Spearfish. Guth Miller out top. Hilton Hines gets a screen, and that's a moving screen on Spearfish. I was hoping they were going to call that. As Addie Reiners gave a hip to Hilton Hines trying to set the screen. Now Reiners with three fouls. Reiners and Maria Bowman both with three. And back in is Kate Scharf for Spearfish. She played quite a bit in the first half as well. Here on within nine with the ball. Hilton Hines, top of the key. Finds Simmonsma on the left wing. Simmonsma cut to Hampton. Not there, but up top. Heinen with the ball. Heinen, cross court, open three for Hampton Hines. No good. Rebound, Davis up and in. Nobody blocked out. Allie Davis, and Hampton Hines went down. She got tangled up after she released that shot, and right now she's down, and you don't want to see that if you're a Huron Tiger. Hampton Hines, she got undercut on the three. There was no call. She missed the three, and Allie Davis got the clean rebound and put back, but Hampton Hines, leading scorer, right now on the floor, and not what you want to see if you're in the black and orange. Coach Kaufman there with her. There's a trainer on staff. She does get up under her own power, but boy, she's at a noticeable limp. So hopefully that's not as bad as what it looks. Allison James will check in, but Huron is pulled within seven. 32-25, but now leading scorer Hampton Hines goes to the bench. Well, you got to pick up and carry on. Who's going to pick up the load here? You're on defense now. Dana comes off to the left. Chased by Hilton Hines, deflected, gets it to Bowman, Adeline Bowman. Bowman cut off by Hilton Hines, but Dana gets control. Dana right side, shoveling the counter to Scharf. Scharf double team there right by the sideline, and a timeout Spearfish as Huron had the girl trapped. 4:36 to go, third quarter. Huron within seven. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95, 1340 KIJV.
Well, best run by the Huron Tigers. They start the second half on a 9-2 run. But leading scorer Hampton Hines still on the bench. With the trainer looking at that, a right leg, it looks like. She got undercut on the three. Foul going to go on James as she tried to get in front of Adeline Bowman. That'll be a foul on Allison, her second. First team of the third quarter on Huron. Spearfish will inbound it in the corner. They go baseline Dana. Now she's double team here on trapping a lot, and there's another foul on James. Allison just a half step getting there and trips her up. Allison picks up her third foul. And that's going to bring Tatum Peterson off the bench for the Huron Tigers. Trainer still working on that right leg of Hampton Hines. 4:28 to go in the third quarter. Huron within seven, have the momentum. Spartans work it around. Up top, Dana. Now Scharf comes to the top of the key. Dana again on the right side. Look to the middle. Huron's been doing a lot of trapping here. Sharp on the left wing. Davis on her. Cross court. Knocked away by Peterson, but controlled by Guthmiller. Guthmiller feeds baseline. Kick out deflected by Heinen. Stolen by Huron. Hilton Hines into the front court. Spearfish wanted to travel. Huron could have justified saying, well, she was getting hacked. We play on. Peterson drives baseline underneath the basket. Kicks out, deflected. Gets a Hilton Hines. Drives hard to the hoop for two. Hilton Hines pulls Huron within five. 32-27, 3:42 to go in the third quarter. Huron was down 15 in the second quarter. Now it's five. Spearfish left side, and there's a foul on Davis. I didn't really see what happened there. She was trying to get through a screen there. I thought, I thought the foul was going to go on Spearfish on another moving screen. Davis picks up her first foul. Three team fouls apiece now here in the third quarter. And Dana with the inbounds at the top of the key. Left side, flip it in the corner. Double team there on Donovan. Drive Dana, and another foul on Huron. Now Huron's starting to pick up the fouls again. That'll be the fourth team, and they picked these four up, or the last three, in a very short fashion. Fouls on Hilton Hines, her second. Hampton Hines now standing at the end of the bench, still talking to the trainer. Inbounds for Dana, gets it up top on the left side to Adeline Bowman. Dana on the baseline drives. Nice slip pass underneath to the hoop. Foul going to go on Heinen. Now Spearfish has finally got back to that ball movement, attacking the basket. They don't make the shot, but they'll get two free throws for Tiersen Grubb. Grubb with 4 points in the first half. Heinen picks up her first. Free throw is good for Grubb. It's only the second free throw attempted tonight for Spearfish. That's a little surprising considering how this game has been played. Now Hines is back sitting on the bench between the coaches. Second free throw is short, and boy, Allie Davis was getting hung on by Sharp. No call, but Huron still gets the rebound. The lead is 6, 33-27, trapped by Spearfish. Peterson traveled with it. She thought about winding up for the three. She should have just taken it. Tatum can hit that three. And she had the open look, and she stutter-stepped, turned the ball over. She'll come off the floor, and look at this. Hampton Hines back into the game for Huron. We'll see how she moves. We're inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter, to lead six for Spearfish. Top of the key, Donovan goes high post sharp. Flip it back to Dana on the right wing. They keep running the offense. Left side, Bowman goes inside. Dana, open 10-footer is good. Dana. Chloe Carr into the game. Didn't see her check in. Chloe Carr in for the first time. Up the floor, and we have what? A technical foul on Kaufman. There was a whistle before that. I didn't see what happened before that. Kaufman just got a technical. There was a whistle before that, I think, though. I didn't see what happened there at all. Free throw line and in and out, no good for Dana. She'll get one more. 2:35 to go, third quarter, 35-27, 36-27 as Dana goes one out of two. And Spearfish gets the lead back to nine after Huron was in, within five. Now, Kaufman has to sit on the bench the rest of the way. He was really screaming at the official, got teed up, and then a whole trop of noise had to kind of shield him off and push him to the end of the bench. Here's the cut in the middle. Back outside, Guthmiller. Dana will drive. Ball knocked away by Carr. Last touch by Dana. Chloe Carr, a nice defensive play. Chloe missed all of last season with injury for the basketball season. Missed all of volleyball this year, so they've been kind of slowly bringing her back. But getting some important minutes here. Hampton Hines, nice catch. Now Hilton Hines splits the double team. Travel! I didn't see both feet move there, but the travel's calling Hilton, and now things are going a little bit against Huron. With 2:10 to go in the third quarter, I don't agree, but we play on. Dana on the left wing. Double team, high post Bowman goes in down low, inside shot, and a foul on Simmonsma. They don't let Kinsey play defense. She had her hand up in the air, and all that happened was Grubb just shot into her hand, and to me, again, should have been a blocked shot, but right now, Huron not getting much for calls and two free throws for Grubb. First free throw is short, missed everything. Don't see that often. Usually when that happens, Grubb knocks down, or the player knocks down the second one. Third foul on Simmonsma, by the way, too. Second shot is good, just like I said. You miss completely, then hit the second one. And just like that, the lead back to 10, 37-27, Spearfish, inside of 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hilton Hines lobs to Hampton, right side. Back in the middle, Hilton. Hilton drives, kicks out. Hampton fakes the three, steps in, double team. Flips it back around to Hilton, and then the ball deflected out of bounds by Guthmiller. Huron will inbound from in front of the Spearfish student section. Inbounds up top. Hilton Hines, high post, Heinen. Oh, back door. He had Carr open, but the ball deflected, didn't see her. And a steal by Spearfish. And Huron's momentum's been quieted down. It's been a 5-0 run by Spearfish after Huron had the momentum. Ball through the hands. We got a tie ball, jump ball possession. Huron Tigers. Pass went through the hands of Donovan, one she could have caught. And Huron gets the ball on the possession arrow with a minute 23 to go, third quarter. 37-27, Huron needs an answer now after getting themselves back into the game. Bounce pass Davis. Davis, Spearfish going into a half-court trap. Davis, and we have a timeout Huron. Timeout Huron, minute 11 to go, third quarter. Spearfish up 37-27, timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
With incredible savings, it's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the Huron timeout, Hilton Hines on the drive, sealed off. Back up top, Davis. They go in low post. Heinen triple teamed. Hilton Hines now drives underneath the basket. Kick out, open three at the key. Hampton Hines got it. Hampton Hines drills the three, and Huron back within seven. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. 37-30. Spearfish with the ball. They go high post again. Donovan feed down low. Inside, and nothing there. Nearly deflected. Inside again, knocked away by Heinen. Will stay. Oh, they give it to Huron. Little surprised at that call. Heinen definitely deflected it, but they say it was last touch by Grubb. Hey, we'll take the call with 34 seconds to go. Shot clock off. Huron down seven with the ball here late third quarter. Hilton Hines into the front court, dribbles right, bounce pass Hampton Hines. Hampton out there on the wing, and yep, she stutter step, she knew it too. Travel the call on Hampton Hines, turnover back to Spearfish. 23 seconds to go, we'll see if Spearfish holds it for one shot. 37-30, Spartans leading, 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Outside, it's Guthmiller, go into Dana, back door, trying to get open. Bowman, and Bowman throws it away, and a hip call going to go on, hip check going to go on Guthmiller. That'll be her third. Huron gets the steal. 8.6 seconds to go. Again, Huron a chance to score here before the end of the third quarter, trailing by seven. Now the officials are coming together, and if they give the ball back to Spearfish, I kind of think Huron might go ballistic. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Now, they're just checking to confirm who had the foul. And I think it's on Guthmiller. Yep, Guthmiller picked up the foul, her third. I have her for four. Of course, my bookkeeping, sketchy at best. Inbounds, Hilton Hines. 7-6 seconds to go. Screen from Davis. Hilton up the right side of the floor. Another screen goes to the hoop. 10-footer at the buzzer. Got it. Hilton Hines drives the baseline. 10-footer at the buzzer. We head to the fourth. Huron trails by 5. 37-32 Spearfish. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Start the fourth quarter, Spearfish possession. They lead by 5. Try that back door play, but Huron covers it this time. Up top, Scharf. Here's a feed down low. Heinen slaps it away, but can't come up with the handle. They are trying to post up again under there. I believe it's either Scharf or a Grub. Maria Bowman, she has been out for a long time. Nope, she is back in there to start the fourth quarter. Sat out much of the third. Lob will come out and into the backcourt and out of bounds. A mistake there by Addie Reiner. She didn't realize she could go into the backcourt and catch that ball because it was inbounded from underneath the basket. She would have been allowed to do that. Instead, she tried to deflect it, thinking it was an over and back. And Huron gets the ball off the turnover here, opening seconds of the fourth quarter. Here's the drive. Hampton Hines to the hoop. Count it. She's fouled. It was isolated for Hampton, hard to the hoop on the right side. And Hampton Hines with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Huron as close as they've been since the first quarter, 37-34, with the free throw pending for Hampton Hines. Hampton's free throw is good. Two-point game, 37-35. Just 30 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Spearfish, they've been sluggish on offense, and they throw the ball away, trying to get it on the wing, and Reiners couldn't handle it. Huron a chance to tie or even take the lead with a long ball. Huron has not led in this game to this point. Spearfish showing full court pressure as Davis will trigger the inbounds, gets it to Hilton Hines in the front court on the run. Right side, Hampton Hines, three, no good. Rebound, and Lizzie Heinen looks like she got away with a push-off. It will belong to Spearfish, but that could have very well been a foul on Heinen. Take the trade-off there, I suppose. And Spearfish gets the ball back. 7:15 to go in the game. Dana on the right wing. Flips on the baseline, Bowman. Back up top, Scharf wants three at the key. Got it. Big shot, Kate Scharf with a three. Her first bucket of the second half. The lead back at 5, 40-35. Spearfish, the ball gets away from Hilton Hines, but picked up by Simmonsma. Hands it back to Hilton. Huron gets in the offense. Hilton, couple of dribbles, double screen up there. Now Heinen broke to the basket, can't get it to her. Hampton, right side, screen by Heinen. Rip it around left side, Hilton Hines. Hilton on the baseline. Open 10-footer. Airballed it. Rebound and a foul going to go on Heinen. Heinen tried to reach over last time, didn't get it called. This time she did. And that'll be foul number two on Lizzie Heinen. One team foul apiece here in the fourth quarter, 6:35 to go in the game. I believe it was Maddie Donovan just came back in for Spearfish. Spearfish up 40-35. Dana on the right side, up top Donovan. Reverse left side, Adeline Bowman. Adeline on the drive, now triple team, baseline Maria Bowman. Ball deflected, but they do get it to Scharf. She'll drive to the hoop. Off glass, no good. Heinen with the rebound. Here on down five with the ball. Bounce pass up ahead. Allie Davis on the right wing. Now Hilton Hines backs it out. Straight man here by Spearfish. Handed off to Davis. Still way outside. Now the ball stripped and stolen by Adeline Bowman. Down the floor. Gets control of it. She's in the corner. And a foul going to go on Allie Davis. A little bit frustration there, I think, on Allie. And Allie going to come out of the game as James comes in. Allie turned the ball over, then compounded it. Had Bowman trapped on the sideline, but just kind of swung at the ball then. Picks up the foul. Second team on Huron. Spearfish with possession. Scharf. Here's the cut in the middle to Bowman. Back up top, Dana. Dana will drive right side. Cut off by Hampton Hines. Still on the drive. Kick out. Nice catch in the corner. Open shot. Blocked by Heinen. And out there with the loose ball is Hilton Hines as she stuffs Donovan. Huron needs to score here, though. They've had a couple of trips empty here. Hilton Hines drives down to the baseline, lobs it in. Heinen to the hoop. No call. Oh, my goodness. Hines goes to the hoop. That's the same play that Simmonsma got called on. How do you not call that? Well, he didn't, and Huron will inbound it on the baseline. Bounce pass off of Simmonsma, going to be stolen by Bowman. Tough break there for Huron. Dana drives and lost the ball. Last touch by Huron. Couldn't tell who it came off of. Guthmiller back into the game for Spearfish. 5:12 to go in the game. Spearfish leads 40-35. Huron has never led in the game. Have trailed by as many as 15. Pass the middle. Donovan off her leg. And Heinen picks the ball up. And then gets it back to Hilton Hines. Another steal, but Huron has been stuck at 35 here for a while. In the middle, an offensive foul going to go on Hilton Hines. A little play acting there by the Spearfish defender. Hilton picks up her third, and already three team fouls in Huron. So we're at 5:01, or 5 minutes now to go in the game. Huron scored right away to start the fourth quarter, but then haven't been able to score since. The lead, though, still just five. Scharf and a blocking call on Hines. And already we're quickly approaching the bonus for Spearfish. Hampton picks up her second, but already four team fouls on Huron. 4:49 to go. Timeout Huron. 4:49 to go in the game. Spearfish 40, Huron 35. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
4:49 to go in the game. Spearfish 40, Huron 35. Neither team's got much going. Basically, it's a 3-3. Each team has scored 3 points here in the fourth quarter. Spearfish will have the ball. You're on down to one timeout left, and the timeout left is a 30. Spearfish has all three full timeouts left. High post Dana backs her way in on Simmonsma. Squares up. Now flips it back out to Scharf. Dana comes out right wing. Baseline, and that's going to be a hand check call on Simmonsma, and Spearfish goes to the bonus. Two shots every foul by Huron the rest of the way out. Josie Dana at the line to shoot two. She's 1-2 from the free throw line tonight. First free throw is good. Spearfish moves ahead 6, 41-35. 12 points for Josie Dana. Second free throw is good. Knocked them both down. Spearfish stretches the lead to 7, 42-35. Huron had the ball down 2. Missed a 3, and Spearfish just been able to chip away, get the lead built back up slowly. Hilton Hines on the dribble right. Lost her dribble. Dangerous pass. Got it to Sister Hampton. Hampton on the right wing. She's watched closely by Guthmiller, and the ball behind Hilton Hines, but she does grab it. Everybody got a little too close together there. Hilton Hines, left wing, lobs it back to Hampton and gets fouled. Foul going to go on Guthmiller. Guthmiller will pick up her fourth, I believe. And she'll come out back in is Adeline Bowman for Spearfish. Inbounds, Hilton Hines, top of the key. Huron needs to score. Down 7 as we're getting to the middle point of the fourth quarter. Hilton Hines on the right wing, tries the drive, cut off by Bowman. In the middle, James has the ball, corner of the lane, flip back up top. Hampton Hines gets a screen, and we have a 3-second lane violation, I believe, on Heinen. You don't see that called a lot. I think I've seen that called more this year than probably the last 5 years combined. Allie Davis back in for Huron. Well, Huron's got to start scoring the basketball. Time's a factor here with 3:46 to go, down 7. Pass to Dana. They got her trapped on the sideline and a hand check call. Now all of a sudden they're really starting to tighten it up when they call something like that, and the play a few minutes ago with Lizzie Heinen underneath the basket doesn't get called. And Hilton Hines, I believe. Yep, that's number 4 on Hilton. Two shots, first free throw is good. Dana 3-for-3 here in the fourth quarter. And Spearfish stretches the lead to 8. One more shot for Dana, who leads Spearfish in scoring tonight. Got them both. Missed her first free throw, now has hit 5 in a row. The lead is 9, and Huron again has to score the basket. 3:35 to go, down 9. Hilton Hines dribbles, hands it off to Davis. Up top, Heinen, top of the key, and the ball deflected, and we have a foul on who? Boy, the pass was stolen by Bowman, but there's going to be a foul called away from the ball on Spearfish, and that otherwise saves a turnover by the Spartans. Huron will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. Fouls on Donovan, that's her second, third team on Spearfish. And Reiner's back into the game for Spearfish. Huron on the out-of-bounds play and get it to Simmonsma on the baseline. Dribbles out. Finds Hampton Hines. Gets a screen. Hampton couldn't get the three off. Cross court. Hilton Hines at the key. Low post and Simmonsma is knocked over. And Bowman a little slow to get up. Maria Bowman, she comes up a little limpy off of that too. She'll pick up the foul, her fourth. Still not the bonus. Next foul though will put Huron in the bonus. Bowman does come off now. Looks a little better as she runs off the floor. Huron, though, needs to score the basketball. It's been a long drought here after scoring right away to begin the fourth quarter. Allie Davis up on the right wing, goes baseline underneath the basket, kick out. Up top, Hampton Hines fakes, drives, slides it underneath. Nice pass to Heinen for the layup. Sweet pass by Hampton Hines. Gets it to Heinen. Huron within 7. We're inside of 3 minutes to go in the game. Heinen out there with Adeline Bowman up top. Swing it left side to Dana. Scharf up at the top of the key. Back right side, Reiners. Reiners. Bowman at the top of the key. Adeline the only Bowman in it right now. Dana has the ball knocked away. They try to feed it into Dana, and then we're going to have a jump ball. No travel before a jump ball, evidently. Hilton Hines got tied up, and they say travel before the jump ball. Been a frustrating second half from that standpoint for Huron, and Spearfish gets the ball right back with 2:37 to go. Adeline Bowman dribbles off to the right. Tries to split the double team. Forced up a shot, and Simmonsma able to grab the rebound. Well, probably not the shot you're looking for if you're Spearfish. You're on a chance to cut the gap. Down seven with the ball. Hilton Hines drives. And an offensive foul on Hilton Hines, and that is number five, I believe, on Hilton Hines. It is. Hilton Hines fouls out. Leaves the game with 2:17 to go. So big component has to leave the floor for Huron. Hilton leaves the game having scored 8 points. Really triggered that comeback in the third quarter when she scored seven of her nine. And Spearfish gets the ball back again. Up top, Guth Miller, sharp ball deflected out of bounds by Hampton Hines. 2:04 to go in the game. 44-37, Spearfish leads. Right side, wide open three. Dana got it. Josie Dana has been the difference maker for Spearfish here in the ball game. Timeout Spartans. They're back up by 10. 47-37, minute 59 to go. Timeout of 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Minute 59 to go here on Hampton Hines. Now has to do most of the ball handling into the front court. Down 10, got to hit some shots. Hampton right side up top. Simmons must swing it to Allie Davis. Davis will drive into the paint, down to the block. Tries to lob it into Heinen. Just need to go up and shoot that ball, threw it away. Steal by Spearfish. Minute 37 to go. Time starting to run out on the girls after a nice comeback. And Hampton Hines comes in and hammers on Dana. Hampton will pick up her third foul. And Dana will go to the line. She has scored 7 points here in the fourth quarter. And again, she's been the difference maker for Spearfish tonight. Free throw is good. She's now 5 for 5 on free throws here in the fourth quarter. 19 points for Josie Dana. And the lead is back up to 11, 48-37. Second shot is good. Hit them both. And Spearfish now up by a dozen, 49-37, with 90 seconds to go in the game. Hampton Hines into the front court. Dribbles off to the right, ball deflected, and they do. Hey, they finally call a foul on Spearfish for their defensive play. Hampton Hines will shoot two. Two shots for Hampton Hines, leading Huron in scoring tonight. Hines 17 for Hampton. First free throw is good. She's got 18. She'll get one more. 49-38, but It's going to be a tough road now, and Huron only has one timeout as well. Second free throw for Hampton is good. Got them both. Now we have a whistle, and what are we doing? Oh, timeout Huron, I believe. That'll be the last timeout Huron with a minute 23 to go. The lead is 10, 49-39. And we'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Dave Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Inbounds, long pass down the floor. Sharp wide open for the layup. She just sprinted down the floor. Nobody accounted for from Huron. Kate Sharp with the bucket. She's got seven. Kiki Eagle Star back in for Huron now. Long three. Hampton Hines, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Spearfish ball, and that might just slam the door shut on Huron. Girls made a nice comeback after down 15 in the second quarter. They had it down two with the ball early fourth quarter, but Spearfish knocked down their free throws, fouling the backcourt on Eagle Star and Dana to the line. And you really don't want to put Dana to the free throw line as she has been knocking down her free throws. She's 7 of 8. From the free throw line and 6 of 6 here in the fourth quarter. And she's at the line to shoot two. 20 points in the game for Dana. Well, an Eagle Star her first. Both teams in the bonus here. And Dana just right dead center on the free throw. Simmons my back in for Huron. But a minute 5 to go in the lead now at 13. Going to be awful tough for Huron to come back now. Dana finally misses a free throw. James with the rebound. Hampton Hines weaving through traffic. 1 minute to go in the game. Hampton coming up the right side. Heinen at the low post. Kick out. 3-4. James is short. Rebound. And boy, Hampton Hines. Yep, they did call her for it. Hampton Hines just gave a shove that time to Donovan. And Donovan will shoot free throws. Back to the other end of the floor with 52 seconds to go. Hampton Hines picks up her fourth. Two shots for Maddie Donovan. Has not scored. First trip to the free throw line. First free throw is good. And boy, Spearfish knocking down the free throws. That's been the difference here in the fourth quarter. Chloe Carr back into the game for Huron. Eagle Star back in. Jaylee Noyes in for the first time for Huron, so Kaufman letting some reserves play here down the stretch. Final 52 seconds, Allie Davis, the only starter, still on the floor for Huron. Second shot is no good. Rebound underneath, though, for Spearfish. They'll swing it back out, and they probably just want to run some clock, and Coach Johnson, they're going to have a quick foul by Allie Davis. Davis picks up her third. Two more Tigers getting set to come in. Has two free throws. For that Dana again. It is, and she connects again. Dana is, what, 9 of 10 on free throws here in the fourth quarter, and the lead stretch back to 15. Biggest of the game for Spearfish. Second free throw is good. Hit them both. 55-39 will play it out in for the first time for Huron is Haley Rogers, also Jency Gergen. Rogers has the ball on the right wing, baseline. Carr back on the right wing. Carr dribbles off to the left, trying to find Noyes. Now flips it back to Rogers. Rogers goes baseline. Ball slapped away out of bounds. We'll stay with Huron with 23 seconds to go. So Spearfish will improve to 8-4. Huron will drop to 5-8. After winning three in a row, the Huron girls will now have their second loss in a row. Go to Sturgis tomorrow. Gergen, free throw line, Eagle Star gets a screen. Eagle Star on the drive, right side Carr. Back to Gergen. Gergen dribbles left. Shot clock running down. Gergen will shoot, had it blocked. And Spearfish with the ball, and Spearfish will just walk off the final 5 seconds, and the Spartans win it 55-39. 2 minute timeout, Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. A very quick one coming up, and we'll get set for our boys game. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
FNBO free checking is checking that's actually free. No fees or minimum, and now no overdraft fees. It's ever so personal, with people to help every step of the way. And easy, with a mobile app that allows you to deposit checks and manage your accounts wherever you are. So make the switch so you can do more with the great big small bank. Visit FNBO.com to learn more or stop on by. FNBO free checking. It's ever so free. Member FDIC.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Very quick, Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game here as we'll talk to Coach Kaufman at halftime of the boys' game. Spearfish never trailed in the game, led by 9 at the end of the first quarter, 14 at halftime. Biggest lead in the second quarter was 15. Huron did slice it down, trailed by 5, hitting in the fourth quarter, got within 2 on their first possession of the fourth quarter, and they had one possession down 2 with the ball, did not hit a 3, and then Spearfish just slowly built the lead, mainly on free throws from Josie Dana, and they go on to the win here, pulling away in the final couple minutes, 55-39. For Spearfish, now 8-4 on the season, 23 points for Josie Dana, 10 points for Maria Bowman, all in the first half, 7 points for Kate Scharf, 6 for Tiersen Grubb. They played key roles off the bench tonight for Spearfish. 4 points, Sophie Guthmiller. 2 for Sierra West and Addie Reiners. And a free throw for Maddie Donovan. For Huron, now 5-8 on the season. 21 points for Hampton Hines. A little scary scene there in the third quarter when she left with an injury. But after sitting a couple of minutes, she did come back and play the rest of the ball game. Only a scorer in double figures. 9 points for Hilton Hines. 5 for Lizzie Heinen. 4 for Allie Davis. And 2 for Allison James. Those are some of the stats. We'll get to more here coming up a little bit later on. Right now we got to get to the pregame now for the boys. Both teams, one game above 500. Spearfish boys are 6-5. Huron is 7-6. Ben Schultz in his second year as head coach of the Spartans. And of course, Tim Buttenhagen, head coach of the Tiger boys. We'll talk to both coaches next. 1 minute timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself?
before pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Getting set for our boys' game now here on at Spearfish, West River doubleheader. Ben Schultz in his second year as head coach of the Spartan boys. They come in with a record of 6-5 on the season. And, coach, just past the midpoint of the season, your thoughts on this season so far?
Yeah, you know, early on, kind of struggled. We have a lot of inexperience, a lot of young players, a lot of sophomores and freshmen that play. So it just took some time to get used to the speed and understand how physical the varsity game is. And had a really good January, starting to see our execution a lot better, and we're competing in the post a lot better on the defensive end and the offensive end. So overall, just very happy to see the growth of my team so far this season.
And looking at your lineup, that's what it kind of jumps out. Not a ton of size.
No, not a ton of size at all. You know, we have to really battle against every team in the post. And early on, we really struggled with that. You know, giving up paint touches for free without making them be patient. But we've done a lot better job here late in January to force teams to be patient and reverse the ball in order to get a paint touch. And that's really helped us rack up some wins here late.
Now, Huron comes in tonight. Your scouting report on the Tigers.
You know, they're a long team. They play extremely hard. You know, Coach Bud does a great job of getting them out or getting teams out of what they do best. And he's done that for many years now. They shoot the ball at a good clip from outside. We're going to have to really contest the three. Again, keep it out of the post as much as possible and then really compete on the glass.
And finally, it's February 2nd. You still have 9 games to go. It's going to be a busy month.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's a great time to be playing some of our best basketball. And looking at our February schedule, we have no gimmies. You know, we got to bring it every single night and just try to climb up the ranks.
Ben Schultz, head coach of Spearfish. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue on the back half of our doubleheader, getting set for our boys' game here on at Spearfish. Here on Tiger coach Tim Buttenhagen joins us here. Tigers at 7-6 on the season, lost to Roosevelt at Tuesday at home. And coach, one of those games again where you just felt like the boys weren't showing patience. They let Roosevelt kind of dictate how the game would be played, and you know that we've seen that a few times this year.
Well, we came out red hot. Got a big lead, 11-3, then Blake gets hurt. We go about 4 minutes, 5 minutes without him. And then all of a sudden it's 11-9, and then they kind of took control of the game. at that time. Back and forth until they hit a three late in the first half and put them up four. And then they came out, and we came out in the third, had late third, got a 39-37, had three straight possessions, and then couldn't score. And then they hit a big three up top, and then they hit another three, and then all of a sudden went from 2-8, and then we just had to fight back. And then, you know, then your room margin for error isn't very much, and obviously they held us off.
Now, with Spearfish tonight, and the Spartans have a nice record. I think they're one game over 500, just like we are, a small team. But anyway, you said they're athletic, and they don't mind being physical.
No, Hamilton and Dorn are really good players, so we got to work cut out for us out front. We got to make sure that we keep them out of the lane, out of the paint. But what they do really well is they really rebound well, and they get a lot of second shots. But we got to make sure we run to a body, keep them off the boards. We're going to have to stick it inside because they are a little bit smaller than we are. So we got to try to get some paint touches early, get some easy hoops to begin with, and then hopefully they double. Now we can kick and get some easy three-point opportunities.
Tim Budnick, and head coach of the Tigers. Time out 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
With incredible savings, it's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And again, we are back here in Spearfish getting set for our boys' game. We'll give you a few more of the totals now for the girls. Got the official stats here. And Spearfish wins it 55-39. Spearfish from the field was 19 of 39 for 49%. 4 of 10 on threes, 40%. 13 of 19 on free throws. A majority of those came in the fourth quarter. For Huron, 13 of 32 for 41%. 3 of 12 on the threes for 25%. Huron, 10 of 15 shooting the free throws. 22 rebounds for Huron. 4 for Lizzie Heinen. For Spearfish, they had 21 total rebounds, 5 for Maria Bowman. 23 turnovers for Huron, 16 for Spearfish. And again, the final, 55-39. Let's go to a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, we're running behind. Even the games being played here out west because we got a late start in any case. Double A boys finals. Again, the eye opener, Aberdeen knocks off number 2 Harrisburg tonight, 56-54. Pure Powers pass Yankton, 61-34. Number 1 Class A Sioux Falls Christian, an impressive win, 90-62 over Double A Sioux Falls Jefferson. Watertown edge Sioux Falls, Washington. Nice win for the Arrows, 56-53. Brandon Valley, late in the midway through the second quarter, is leading Rapid City Central 28-8. Stevens leading O'Gorman, start of the second period, 22-18. Again, those are boys' scores. Looking at the girls' scoreboard, Brandon Valley defeated Rapid City Central, 51-42. Washington topped Watertown, 46-41. Harrisburg defeated Aberdeen, 46-40. And late in the game, Mitchell leads Sturgis, 48-30. And a final, O'Gorman defeated Stevens 47-35. That might be the closest game against a double-A school that O'Gorman has played this year. 12 points and plus giving up 35 points. Defensively, O'Gorman girls have been locked down all year. And again, as you can tell, just like before, I'm about 15, 20 feet away from the band, so that's a little loud while they're playing. Let's give you the starters for our boys' game. Spearfish head coach Ben Schultz, I remember when he played not that long ago for Brandon Valley. He'll start Bennett Corton, 6 foot sophomore. Dylan Doran, a 6'2 junior. Cameron Davis, a 6'2 sophomore. Seth Hamilton, a 6'1 senior. And Brody Janbrig, a 6 foot senior. Here on Tigers, head coach Tim Buttenhagen. Colt McNeil gets the start again tonight, 5'11 junior. Gavin Moding, a 6 foot senior. CJ Ganey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Porridge is a 6'3 freshman. And those are the starters for our two, for the two teams tonight. Here on 7-6 and Spearfish 6-5. Officials for this second game, the boys game, are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling the boys game is Shane Gottlob, Brad Booth, and Kelly McCoyum. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute, and we should be ready for tip-off for the boys. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, ready to move on to the boys' game now, getting the introductions underway. Spearfish record is 6-5. Huron at 7-6. Huron coming off the loss Tuesday against Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Spearfish, a small team, but they got a couple of guys that can fill it up. In particular, Dylan Doran and Seth Hamilton kind of run the show for this bunch. And that's going to be the focus. And even though they're smaller, they seem to be adept at getting those offensive rebounds. And so Coach Bud said, yeah, we got to stay focused on that as well. Don't forget, we wrap up the Black Hills trip with afternoon games tomorrow. We hope, and I put the accent on hope, that we get the girls' game tipped off by 1:30 Central Time. Then followed by the boys. We'll be on the air around 1:10, we hope, here on Tiger 95. Here on wearing their road black, orange numbers and letters, orange and white trim. Spearfish, their home whites with maroon numbers, letters, and trim. Blake Elwine will jump for Huron, and I believe that's Seth Hamilton in the circle for the Spearfish Spartans. Ready to go as the ball is tossed up and the back half of the doubleheader controlled by Elwine back to Moding, and Huron has the ball first going to my left here to start the ball game. Moding on the right side. Porish at the free throw line. Porish looks like straight man by Spearfish. McNeil, top of the key, right side. Fake, drive by Ganey. Now shovel to the back. Three for Elwine. Got it. Blake Elwine buries a three to start off the game. Huron comes out with their trap. They toss it back in the middle. Doran. Doran still in the backcourt. Now gives back to Corton. Gets it across the timeline. In the corner, Davis. Up top, Doran. Now Corton will get Spearfish into the offense. Straight man by Huron. Right side, Hamilton. Hamilton is Elwine on him. Hamilton drives baseline. Shoots over Elwine. Tough shot. Almost got it to go. Rebound, Ganey. Into the front court. Little hesitation. McNeil starts the drive. Back up top, Moding. Porish fakes the three. Drives into the corner. Now spins. Hands it off to Elwine. Another three for Blake. That one too strong. And Hamilton with the rebound. Hamilton pushes up ahead. Baseline Davis. Shoots over Moding. Little fadeaway. No good. Gets his own rebound. Up blocked by Porish. But do we have a whistle or what happened? Everybody stopped playing and there was no... I guess they did call a foul. Looked like Porish had a pretty clean block. And they're going to call the foul on Anderson Porish. Everybody was looking around. Everybody stopped. But like the officials were looking at who actually... Was there actually a foul? So a tough break there because it looked like a pretty clean block by Porish. Free throw is good for Dylan Doran, and he's got Spearfish on the board. It's 3-1 Huron. Played just over a minute here of our boys' game. Second shot is good. Hit them both. 3-2 lead Huron. No pressure here for the time being. Just pick up Huron man-to-man, half court. Right side, it's McNeil. McNeil looking inside. They get Elwine on the baseline. Squares up on Davis underneath. Short roller, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds and saved in by Spearfish. And they're in transition. 2-on-2, little spin. Corton goes baseline. Drive by Davis. Blocked from behind by Porish. But we play on. Jumper is short by Spearfish. But again, they get the offensive rebound. And fourth try and a foul going to go on Huron. Well, Huron kept blocking shots, but they couldn't grab the ball. About four shots in that situation, and we end up with Doran back on the free throw line. He'll get two. The first foul shot is no good, and quickly a second foul on Anderson Porish. And now are they going to change it there? Let's see. They're recording something. Okay, it's on Ganey, so the first on Ganey and not the second on Porish. Second free throw is good. One out of two, and we're tied at three. Doran, three out of four on free throws. That's the scoring for Spearfish early on. Ganey in the front court. Has Moding out on the right wing with Doran out on him. Baseline, they feed it to Elwine. Elwine looking for a cut. Now Prinzak up, top of the key, overhand pass. Porish fakes left, drives right into the lane, and a hand check call going to go on Spearfish. First foul of the game against the Spartans. That'll be on Doran. They're on a run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline to my left. McNeil will trigger the inbounds for Huron. And bounce pass to Ganey at the block. Turns, has a five-footer, rolls it in. Nobody really picked him up. He spun, found himself wide open. About a five-footer. Huron up 5-3. Again, Huron trapping. Front court, Doran. Now he's double-teamed there near the sideline. Goes back door, wide open. Hamilton for the layup. Had the double-team, but that exposed Huron on the underside. We saw the Spearfish girls do that a lot. We're tied at five. Moding on the left wing, up top, Elwine. Elwine goes back door. There's McNeil. Hurries the shot, but got it to go. Good ball movement by Huron. McNeil hits one, a short one on the baseline, 7-5. Steal by Elwine. Bounce pass to McNeil. Goes hard to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled. Elwine popped the ball away, picked it up, and then got it to his teammate McNeil, streaking down the floor, and Colton McNeil will get two. Fouls on Janbrin, I believe. Yep, on Janbrin, his first. Second team on Spearfish. Free throw for McNeil is good. McNeil with 3 points. You're on up 8-5. 5:04 to go, first quarter. One more shot for junior Colton McNeil. Got them both. Kind of a flat free throw, but he put them down. He's got four. Here on up, 9-5. Still early in the ball game. Pressure. Corton throws back to Hamilton. Hamilton will get it across the timeline. Now flip in the middle. Doran. Corton feeds in the corner. Janbrin. Corton back up top of the key. Now sets it for Spearfish. Here on stays in their straight man. Left side, high post, Janbrin. Tries to hand it off. Janbrin will move. Has an open look. Missed the 10-footer. Rebound, Elwine took it away from Porish. Up the floor, Moting on the left wing. Flips back to Porish. Porish goes baseline, but kind of a jumbled mess there. Back up top, McNeil. Here's the post up for Ganey in the corner. Now Elwine will drive, and he had the layup, but he got his foot tangled up with Davis going to the hoop, and it was well before the shot was off. First foul on Davis, third team on Spearfish, but here on definitely attacking the basket. They got a height advantage, especially with Elwine and Porish, but even we've seen Ganey post up a couple of times. First subs of the game, Holden Haig, Carson Evans in for Huron as Moting and McNeil come off. Huron will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. 4:23 to go, first quarter. Huron up 9-5. And Ganey hits it off a Spearfish Spartan, and lucky that Huron maintained possession. Risky play there, but Huron does have the ball. Elwine deep outside, hands it back to Porish. Porish trying to drive back his way in on Corton. Now gives to Haig at the key. Haig on the drive to the hoop. Missed the layup. Hamilton might have got a piece of it. And back comes Spearfish in transition. Deflected out of bounds by Ganey. No, it's here on ball. Boy, that looked like Ganey slapped it away, but Spearfish didn't protest at all, so maybe not. Turnover by Spearfish gives the ball back to Huron with 4 minutes exactly to go in the first quarter. 9-5 lead, Huron. We're in the boys' game. Girls lost by 16, but much closer than that. Elwine on the baseline, double team, kicks out. Evans for three, left elbow short. Rebound Hamilton. And he's going to be bodied up and fouled by Haig. Haig picks up his first. Now, third team foul on Huron.
Foul on Haig is his first.
He's third. Sub in for Spearfish. In for the first time is Tucker Olson, a ninth grader for the Spartans. Huron still has that trap set up. Corton in the backcourt. Now Hamilton. He'll cross the timeline. The middle, Doran. Doran kick out Janbrin up top. Three ball for Hamilton. Short. And Porish up high with the rebound. Huron still up by four. Elwine stops. Pulls up with a 15-footer. In and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. And I think we're going to end up with a jump ball. Possession will go to Spearfish. Boy, that went all the way down and popped out for Elwine. Couple of empty possessions for Huron. And Colton Ogle in for the first time for the Huron Tigers. And Moting back in. Ganey and Haig come off for Huron. 3:18 to go in the first quarter. 9-5, Huron leading. Neither team has scored. A couple of trips up and down the floor. Huron stays with that trap. In the backcourt, Hamilton in the middle. Doran feeds it off. Olson comes up the left side, breaks the press, and Spearfish into the offense. Hamilton on the right side, Janbrin. Up top, Doran. Another new guy in. Check that number for Spearfish. Inside, and the ball thrown away, I believe. Yep, here on ball is a wraparound pass on the low post by Olson, and he didn't have anybody out there on the wing. Also in the game is Carter Gibbs, the senior for the Spartans. Inside of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here on 9, Spearfish 5. Again, both teams have went up and down the floor a couple of times with empty possessions. Elwine, free throw line, shovels back to Ogle. Ogle fakes in the corner. Evans, another three. Got it! Carson Evans missed the first, knocks down the second. Here on up 7, 12-5, 2:36 to go. First quarter, Olson in the backcourt. Gets trapped back there. Now wrap around Hamilton, just gets it across the timeline. Baseline, Jambrin on the drive, and a foul going to go on Evans, I believe. That'll be the fourth team foul on Huron. Next one will put the Spartans in the bonus. It is on Evans, his first. In for Spearfish, Corton returns, as does Cameron Davis. As Doran comes off and Olson off for Spearfish. Spartans will inbound it on the baseline to my right. Lob to Jabrin, hands it off to Hamilton. Hamilton, corner of the lane, dribbles to the corner of the court, backing in on Moding. Almost lost his balance. Shot up, three is good. Gibbs with the three off the left side. Hamilton drew the defense to him. Spearfish back within four, 12-8. Nearing 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Right side, McNeil trying to drive, spins into the paint. Boy, a lot of contact there. Moding in the corner. Ogle for three, no good. Rebound and a foul going to go on Huron. Evidently on McNeil, I didn't see what happened there. Now, is this the bonus or what are we doing? Are we... Foul on McNeil. Boy, there's a long discussion. I'm not sure what that was all about. McNeil picks up his first. But that is five team on Huron now, and Janvrin will go to the line to shoot two. So I'm assuming the shot would have counted had it went in. For Ogle. First free throw, no good for Brody Janvrin. He'll get one more. Minute 52 to go, first quarter. Second free throw, good, one out of two. And Spearfish back within three, 12-9. Elwine, front court, spin move. Stops at the corner lane, outside McNeil. He'll go baseline. Janvrin stays with him. Evans up top, now Elwine. Elwine hard to the hoop, over the double team, had it blocked. I believe that was Corton that went up and got it. Hamilton down, stripped and lost the ball out of bounds and stays with Spearfish. Not sure who stripped Hamilton there, but it was a nice defensive play. But give Corton credit, he went up and blocked Elwine's shot. Doran back in for Spearfish. He'll take the lob pass. Spin. Back up top, Hamilton at the top of the key. Doran on the left side has the open three. Got it. Doran with the three and a 7-0 run by Spearfish. We're tied at 12 with a minute 16 to go in the first quarter. Moding at the top of the key. Dribbles into the paint and a 5-second count going to go on Moding. So Spearfish forces the turnover. Moding thought he was attacking the basket, but evidently not good enough. Trace Wynn's going to come in for the first time for Huron, and now Moding asking the official because he was driving to the basket. He'll come off the floor as Wynn's comes in for the first time for Huron, and Spearfish a chance to take what I believe would be their first lead of the game. With the ball, minute five to go, first quarter, break the press, long pass Corton into the front court. In the corner, nice catch, Janvrin, fakes, drives, kicks out, open three for Doran, no good, airballs it, rebound, McNeil gets it up ahead to Elwine, 50 seconds to go, first quarter, cross-court pass, Gainey, now Wins on the baseline, loops a backdoor pass, what a pass, Wins to Ogle for the layup, pretty play by the Tigers, here on up two. Spearfish working against the Huron trap again, still in the backcourt. Corton will get it across the timeline. Still on the dribble against McNeil. Lost the ball, but picked up by Janvrin. We're at 24 seconds to go here. Shot clock is on in the first quarter. As Spearfish looks like they want to wind down some of the shot clock. About 4 seconds difference, game clock, shot clock. Out there is Hamilton. Hamilton dribbling to the right, has a lane to the hoop, missed it, as Elwine made him change the shot, and Gainey shot about a 60-foot shot, and he still had about 6 seconds to go. Just ends up throwing it out of bounds, and so gotta be aware of your surroundings. Inbounds to Hamilton with 2-1. He'll get the shot off at the buzzer, no good. And at the end of one, it's Huron 14, Spearfish 12. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
He changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years.
Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Start the second quarter. Huron with possession here. Baseline, it goes to Wins. Feed low post. Elwine over Cortan. Easy deuce. Second bucket of the game for Elwine. Boy, Huron can do that pretty much all night as Spearfish doesn't have anybody to match up with Elwine. Spearfish breaks the press. Have a three-on-three. Down the floor, Doran goes hard for the layup. And Huron's lead again cut to two, 16-14. Broke the press that time, got a layup. Elwine top. Dries, pulls up with a 10-footer in traffic, no good. Gets his own rebound at the block to the hoop. Puts it in for two. Elwine, two quick buckets to start the second quarter. Huron up 18-14, still trapping into the front court. They get it up ahead to Cortan. He'll go baseline underneath the basket. Blocked from behind by Porish, and McNeil will come out with the loose ball. Elwine front court. Launches a three, got it! Elwine, 7 points in less than a minute to start the second quarter. Huron up 21-14. Spearfish, Hamilton gets it up ahead into the front court to Davis. Now Spearfish can get into their offense. Outside Hamilton, right side, looking back door, not there. Bounce pass on the baseline to Hamilton. Shoots over Wins. Tough shot. Back of the iron. No good. And Porish with the rebound. Porish into the front court. Huron looking to extend a 7-point lead. Another three for Elwine. That short long rebound comes out to Elwine. And he gets bumped going to the ball. And a foul going to go on Spearfish. So Huron gets the offensive rebound there. 21-14. Huron leads early second quarter. Moting in, replacing Wins on the floor. Back in for Spearfish is the ninth grader. Lost him. Oh, there. Tucker Olson. There he is. Olson comes in for Janbrin. Here on inbounds on the baseline. Bounce pass to McNeil. At the block. Kicks out to Moting. There's the post up at the block. Kick out in the corner. Three for McNeil. No good. And the rebound. Good block out there by Cameron Davis. Into the front court, Cortan gives to Olson, up top, Doran. Now Hamilton, left side, Davis back up top. Now left side, it's Hamilton, feeds in, low post, Doran. Posting up on Moting, puts it up with the left hand, no good, but a foul going to go on Gavin Moting. Moting picks up his first. This will result in free throws for Doran. Doran is 3 of 4 from the line, has 8 points to lead Spearfish offensively. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Here on a 7-point lead. First free throw, no good. Again, a quick run there. Blake Elwine, a pair of deuces and a three in less than a minute to start the second quarter. Here on up 21-14. One more shot for Doran. Second shot is no good. Missed them both. Long rebound and scramble, and Moting going to come out with it. Weaves through traffic down the floor, and we have a timeout here on. Timeout here on, 5:55 to go in the first half. Here on up 7, 21-14. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
95 and 1340 KIJV.
5:55 to go in the first half. 21-14 Huron leading. Neither team has scored again for a couple of trips. Colton Ogle back in for Huron off the timeout. A 30 by Budnagan. Ganey on the right wing for the Tigers. Dribbles up top of the key. Now left side Moating. Elwine pops out on the left elbow. Low post inside Ganey. Shoots over Hamilton. It's short and cleared on the rebound. And a foul going to go on Ganey as Doran sealed it off. We've seen C.J. Ganey post up a couple of times here now in the first half. Ganey going to come out as that is foul number two on C.J. And Carson Evans back in for the Tigers. Huron stays with that trap. In the backcourt, Corton feeds it up ahead to Olsen. Back door, get it across and the layup good. But no, a travel going to be called on Davis. Porish came over defensively and made Davis collect his feet and wait for Porish to fly by, and they called him for shuffling the feet. I'll have to be honest, I didn't see it. But, hey, we'll take the break, and the turnover gives the ball to Huron. We've been stuck at 21-14 for a while here. Elwine, top of the key, dribbles right, cut off by Hamilton. Dribbles off to the right, now hands it off to Porish. Porish fakes, has the baseline. Goes in, shot up, no good, great look. No bucket for Porish. And back comes Spearfish. Hamilton goes in on Ogle, almost a travel. Back up top, Corton. Now feeds it back Doran. Doran at the top of the key, drives, stops, goes baseline. Corton shoots over Ogle, hits it off the side of the bankboard, no good. Rebound, Porish. Evans into the front court, now Ogle. Ogle will drive, go back door at the block, turnaround shot for Porish, rolls it in. I think Anderson went up with the left hand, but it worked. Huron has their biggest lead, 23-14, nearing four and a half to go, first quarter. Ball knocked away, but Hamilton a good job of staying with it. Boy, nearly a steal by Moating, and he had a chance to come up with it. Hamilton had trouble, but give Seth credit, he stayed with it, kept his hands in place, was able to pick it up. Then he gets fouled from behind. I believe that was on Porish. That'll be number two on Anderson if it was. Yep, it is the second on Porish. And at the free throw line is Seth Hamilton, Doran again. Doran misses the free throw. He's missed three in a row here in the second quarter. And Porish comes off as Haig back in for Huron. So Porish has two, Ganey has two, and they're on the bench for the time being. Second free throw for Doran. Oh, got it to roll. Wasn't pretty, but it did go in for him. And 23-15, Huron's lead at 8. Drive on the baseline, Elwine now picks up the dribble. Needs some help, Haig in the corner. Haig dribbles back left. Corton gets in his grill, now back up top, Moating. Huron will reset, Moating as Evans to his left. Gavin will drive all the way to the hoop and flipped it up. No good. Out of bounds. Last touched by the Huron Tigers. Really not much of any place to go there for Gavin. And the ball belongs to Spearfish. Spearfish fortunate. They're only down 8. Huron leading by 8 now. 9 just a moment ago. Has had a lot of empty possessions. Pass in the middle. Now flip back to Corton. Back into the game is Gibbs, who hit a three in the first quarter for Spearfish. Hamilton sealed off by Elwine at the block. Flips it out. Nice catch by Gibbs. And wide open three. Hamilton, no good. Offensive rebound. And then we have a jump ball. Elwine stuck in there. The rebound, though, was by Gibbs. And possession arrow will keep it with the Spearfish Spartans. 3:44 to go in the first half, 23-15 here on up by 8. Spearfish will lob it in the middle. Doran catches, shoots, and got it to roll in. Tough shot. Doran pretty much keeping Spearfish in the game. He has scored all but 6 of the points, so 11. 23-17, Spearfish back within 6. Moating on the right wing gets a screen from Elwine. Moating has to back it out. Swinging in the corner, Ogle. Ogle. Now lost his dribble right at the corner of the lane. Goes back door, tried to thread it to Evans, but stolen. And coming out, Spearfish has numbers. Doran drives, scoops for two. Doran now with 7 points here in the second quarter, and the lead is cut to 4, 23-19, nearing 3 minutes to go in the first half. Evans, wide open three, no good, it's short, nobody gets the rebound, and Spearfish now riding some momentum here in the second quarter. Wenz and McNeil come in as Haig comes off, and Ogle comes off for the Tigers. So you're on a 9-point lead. It's been whittled to 4. And Spearfish a chance to cut the lead even more here with 2:56 to go in the second quarter. The backcourt, there's Evans, or Wellwine with another tip, but then lost his balance going after the ball. Hamilton will get it up ahead to Olsen. Now Hamilton on the right wing. Hamilton against McNeil, trying to back his way in. Now flips back Doran. Doran back up top, Hamilton. Hamilton will back it out and reset. Left side, Hamilton on the drive. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Gibbs into the paint. Shoots over Elwine. Caught him flat-footed. Missed it short. And the rebound for McNeil, but then stolen by Doran. And he gets the layup. Huron didn't like the no call there, but Doran stole it from McNeil, got the layup. We're back to a 2-point game, 23-21. Huron's been stalled at 23 for a couple of minutes. Evans up top, bounce pass, Elwine. Need to get Elwine back at the block. Elwine backs his way in on Hamilton, pulls around with a 10-footer and answers for Huron. Huron back up 4, inside of 2 minutes to go here in the first half, 25-21. Ball deflected by Elwine again, but Hamilton gathers it in, gets across the timeline. Hamilton, top of the key, drives, kicks out. Fake by Olsen, and he traveled in the corner. He pump faked the three and left his feet, and the ball will turn over to Huron with a minute 40 to go in the first half. Elwine comes out, Ogle back in for Huron. And we'll talk with Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger girls. Tough loss tonight. Big comeback, but fell short. Wenz back into the game for Huron as well. Evans up top, Ogle. Ogle at the top of the key. Swing it left side to Wenz. Nice catch by Trace. Back up top, Moting at the corner of the lane. Moting has Ogle on the right side. Ogle leans in, pulls up with a 10-footer block, and a late whistle and a foul going to go on Spearfish, and that will put Colton Ogle at the line to shoot two. Colton with a bucket in the first quarter. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. Foul is on Tucker Olson, his first, second team on Spearfish. Ogle, free throw, no good. Holden Haig in, Carson Evans out for Huron. We're down to a minute 17 to go in the first half. Huron, a 4-point lead, led by 9 earlier in the quarter. One more shot for Ogle is good. 1 out of 2. Colton with 3. 26-21. Huron up 5 with a minute 15 to go in the first half. And Huron with the trap. Cross court. Hamilton feeds in the middle. Gets it to Corton. Gets away from Ogle. Starts the drive. Now backs it out. Come off right side. Davis. Now in the corner. Olsen. Olsen on the wing. Trying to post up Gibbs. And he's going to be fouled by Holden Haig. Holden trying to knock the ball away. That'll be the fourth team on Huron. Next one will put Spearfish in the bonus, and Elwine back in for Huron. Doran back in for Spearfish. Haig and the Gibbs leave the floor for their respective teams. Lob in the middle again to Doran. They scored on that before. He'll lean in. Missed this time. Ogle defended it and then gets the rebound as well. Huron up 5 with the ball. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Flip there to McNeil. He'll drive, and he gets called for the carry. It didn't look right from here, I'll say that, and Huron turns it back over. 26-21 Huron, 46 seconds to go here in the first half. Back half of the doubleheader in Spearfish. Corton, he's double-teaming the backcourt. Bounce pass Hamilton. He'll cross the timeline. Go back door. They get it in underneath and reverse layup. Nice play by Davis. They hit the reverse layup, his first bucket. And Spearfish within 3, 26-23. Shot clock off. with 26 seconds to go here in the half. See if Huron can hold it for one shot. Moding out there with the ball. Has Ogle come up to get it. 16, 15 seconds to go. Ogle drives, stops on the wing, bounce pass Elwine. Shovel it back to Moding. 10 seconds, 9, 8 to go. Moding comes off right, waiting for a screen. Moding will drive in the corner. Wynn, step back three, right wing. No good. Rebound for Ton, and that will end the first half here on 26. Spearfish, 23. Timeout, 2 minutes. Then back here at halftime in Spearfish on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back at the half with Huron boys leading 26-23, led by 9 in the second quarter. We're joined by Huron Tiger girls coach Cody Kaufman. We have to get close here because we're so close to the band. But Cody, that slow start struggle, give the girls credit. They fought their way back, got it within 2 with the ball. But after that, we just couldn't really catch a break. Spearfish made their free throws.
Yeah, I mean, it all boils down to the start, right? With how we started, I mean, we didn't show up ready to play basketball. They were to every loose ball, you know. Every bounce went their way because they made it go that way. When we showed up tonight, we showed up and thought it was gonna be easy, especially when we found out that their best player was gonna be out, and we took them for granted. And that's what happened when you get down 16 in the first half. Now the things that we can control are no longer in our control, and we had some tough breaks in the second half, but that's because of the slow start that we had in the first half.
You know, and as the old saying goes, you work so hard to catch up when you get down like that. You expend so much energy, maybe a little that in there too. But bottom line is we gave ourselves a chance. Just you don't want to have to dig out of a hole every game.
Yeah, we worked too hard in the third quarter. You know, you give up 30 points in the first half. You give up 7 in the third quarter and you got a chance. You know, yeah, we had a shot. I think Hampton had a shot at a 3. Didn't fall, you know. And then when all things got a little bit physical and they adjusted to it and they played physical basketball and we didn't, we let the officials get in our heads and take away what we wanted to do. You know, and again, I always preach, we got to be able to control the things we can control. We can't control the officials, right? So that's something that is out of the realm. We got to control what we control. And that's us showing up and playing hard the first 16 minutes. And I feel like if we do that, then we're not in that situation in the second half.
Now, First National Bank player of the game is Hampton Eyes. Was a little scary there in the third quarter when she went with that injury, but came back, so hopefully nothing serious.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't realize she had 21 points tonight. But, yeah, you know, hit some big shots, got to the line a few times. Thought she finished really well. One of the things that we did pretty well tonight was we posted her up and we got her some good looks there, too. So a little bit of everywhere she scored the basketball from. You know, she's got a banged up knee a little bit. We'll have to see how tomorrow goes. Obviously, we got a quick turnaround.
But bottom line is now Sturgis tomorrow, and they have struggled this year. But, you know, they lost to Mitchell 48-30, but, you know, they held Mitchell to 48 points. So it sounds like, you know, they're playing some pretty good defense against Mitchell, who's a really good team.
Yeah, I mean, it's Saturday afternoon out west, right?
Yeah, this quick turnaround, you never know.
It's never easy. And if we show up and play like we did in the first half tonight, I mean, it's going to be a long day for us again tomorrow. We're not going to go in there and be able to win a basketball game if we don't show up with better effort when we get off the bus tomorrow.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger Girls, as they fall tonight, the final 55-39, but a two-point game early in the fourth quarter. Hampton Hines, our First National Bank player of the game. Halftime score for the boys, 26-23, here on leading. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, run down the halftime stats on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back at Spearfish, and at the half here on leading 26-23 in our boys game. Here's the rundown of the scoring. Spearfish 15 points for Dylan Doran. He kept the Spartans in the game. Nobody else got a lot going on offense. Carter Gibbs had a 3, 2 points for Seth Hamilton, and a free throw for Brody Jambrin. For the Huron Tigers, 12 points for Blake Elwine. Colt McNeil with 4, 3 points for Carson Evans, 3 points for Colton Ogle, and 2 points apiece, C.J. Gainey, Anderson Porish, and that's it. Percentages at the half for Spearfish, 8 of 27 from the field, 30%, 2 of 8 on threes, 5 of 10 on free throws. Huron, 10 of 26 from the field, 38.5, 3 of 11 on threes, 27%, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Huron, 18 rebounds, 17 for Spearfish, 5 rebounds for Dylan Doran. For Huron, it looks like nobody has more than 3 on the rebound side for the first half. And Huron leading 26-23 as we get ready to go in the second half. For if you're Spearfish, you're feeling good about where you're at, because outside of Doran, they didn't really get anybody else going. Seth Hamilton, a really good ball player, one of the keys for defensively for Huron, and he just had the one bucket in the first half. On the other hand, Anderson Porish, C.J. Gainey sat out a lot of the second quarter after picking up their second personal, but now they're fresh and ready to go here for the second half. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, this is KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Yeah, we're going late here tonight. You had about a 40-minute late start due to the preliminary games going long. Also, well, we're still missing a... Huron's been standing on the court ready to go for a minute or so. Spearfish still on the bench, and then I just noticed one of the officials just came trotting back on the floor. So Spearfish... No, who's got the ball? Yeah, Huron. Okay, we're going to my right, and I thought, well, that should be Huron, and Spearfish was ready to inbound the ball, but it will be Huron possession to begin the second half. Moding will bring the ball up. Straight man here again by Spearfish. Right wing, it's Gainey as they try to get the post up. Ball stolen away. There's Doran again. Down the floor, gets by Porish. Layup good. And the big game for Doran continues. He's got 17. And the lead is 1-26-25. Huron was up 9 in the second quarter. Here comes Elwine, leans in, off glass for 2. Elwine with the answer for Huron. He's got 14. Huron back up by 3, 30 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Into the front court, Corton will get it in there. Now trapped in front of the bench, the ball comes off the leg of Davis and right to Moding. Moding bring the ball up against Doran behind the back into the front court. Made him work for it. Handed off to McNeil at the top of the key. McNeil looks left. Lost the ball. Picks it back up. Dribbles off to the right on the wing. Up top it's Moding. High post Porish. Porish squares at the free throw line. Janvrin stays with him. McNeil top of the key. McNeil flips back to Elwine. Elwine shovel pass nicely to Gainey for the layup. Elwine drew everybody up to him, and Gainey back door wide open. Huron up 5. Huron again looking to trap in the middle and thrown away by Corton. Threw it right to Moding, but then Moding throws it right back away to Doran. Doran down the floor by Gainey. Blocked by Elwine. Rebound underneath Corton. He's triple team blocked again, and they call a foul on Elwine. Again, look clean on the block. But instead it'll be a free throw. That's the first foul on Elwine. And to the free throw line is Cameron Davis to shoot 2. Davis with a bucket in the game, first trip to the free throw line. First shot is in and out, no good. One more shot for Corton. For Davis. He does get the second one. And the lead is 4, 30-26 here on early second half. Gainey will get the ball into the front court as Moding on the wing. Again, there's the post up down low to Elwine. Gets blocked, but a foul going to go on Spearfish. Corton went up. He did get credit for a block in the first half. This time they didn't let him do it. Corton with the foul. That'll be his first. And Blake Elwine at the line to shoot 2. First trip to the free throw line for Elwine. And the first free throw is good. Elwine now with 15. Lead back to 5, 31-26. Tucker Olson back in, the ninth grader for Spearfish. Second free throw for Elwine. In and out, no good. The lead is 5 for Huron. Rebound collected by Doran. Doran drives, goes right by Elwine, banked it in too strong, and right there with the board is Elwine. Elwine, I think, still changed that, even though Doran got by him, and Doran steals it. Picks the pocket of Porish down the floor, spins, shoots, lost it on the way up, but then picked up, and Davis can't hit either. It looked like Doran just lost it on the way up. Huron in transition, layup blocked for Moding. Huron maybe tried to rush that a little too much. Back comes Spearfish. Davis on the drive, blocked, and there's foul number 3 on Porish. And again, it just looks like those are pretty clean blocks, but... instead, that'll be the third foul on Anderson Porish. And free throws coming up for Davis.
Davis shooting for the Spartans.
5:44 to go, third quarter. Davis, free throw, bounces in. He's got 4 points, 2 of 3 free throws here in the third quarter. And Ogle going to come in, and Porish has spent way too much time on the bench with foul trouble and back after picking up his third there. Second foul is good. Hit them both. And the lead back to 3, 31-28, Spearfish. Or Huron. Huron on the attack. Gainey dribbles right at Porish. Going to come right back in after picking up that third foul. Elwine drifts around the perimeter. Hands it off to Moding. Flips back to Gainey. Gainey drives, has a lane, takes it in for the layup. Boy, Spearfish just overplayed him, and Gainey just saw the lane, went right to the hoop. Here on up 5, Spearfish, Dorn breaks the press. Ball knocked away, Gainey with the steal. He's got a 3-on-1. Bounce pass to McNeil. Missed the shot, no call, and a jump ball. How do you not call that on McNeil going to the basket? It looks like he got clubbed in the face. It'll be here on ball on the possession arrow as Porish comes back into the game. Well, who's got the ball? Oh, it's actually Spearfish ball. Okay. Some confusion on the floor, and McNeil going to come out as Porish comes back in. Now, who's got the ball? Is it Huron or is it Spearfish? Spearfish has the possession arrow. Now, finally, they say, yes, it will be Spearfish ball. 33-28. Huron leading, 5:11 to go, third quarter. Huron stays with that trap. They've done it pretty much all of the game. Thompson, Olson. Olson kicks back in the middle. Find it to Doran, and Spearfish can get back into the offense. Hamilton out there with Ogle on him. Dribbles off to the right. Flips in the corner to Davis. Davis trying to get loose from Ogle. Stops back up left side. Janbrin. Slips it back to Olson. Olson on the left wing. Janbrin in the corner. Janbrin gets a screen back up. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hamilton drives right. Slipped. Looked like a travel. Shot up. No good. Ball slapped out and controlled by Porish. Elwine into the front court. Bounce pass. Dangerous. Got it to Moding. That was almost thrown away. Moding sets it at the top of the key. Trying to post up Gainey. Up top it's Porish. Anderson flips back to Gainey, now outside. Gainey, a long three, it's short, rebound, battle, and Doran took it away from Elwine. Up the floor, down the floor, Janbrin gets the layup. Huron misses a three, and a transition layup for Spearfish. And Janbrin, his second bucket of the quarter, and the lead's back at 3. 33-30, Huron. Low post at the block, or close to the block. Elwine backs his way in, turns. Blocked by Doran, and coming out of there with it is Spearfish. Up the floor, I think maybe a little too lackadaisical that time for Elwine. Hamilton on the drive has the ball stripped, and we're going to end up with another jump ball. Possession. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul on Hamilton. Hamilton had the ball stripped, and then they called a foul on him. It was just him and Moding battling for the loose ball on the floor. First foul on Hamilton, second team on Spearfish. Carson Evans, Trace Wenz back in for Huron. Well, nope, Evans didn't quite get back in yet, but Wenz is on the floor. Left side, Ogle. Here's the post up again, Elwine. Elwine backing his way in. A little jump hook. Rolls in and out. Doran has yet another rebound. He's had a ton tonight. Doran into the front court. Drives all the way in. Layup. Offensive foul on Doran. That gets the Spearfish faithful up. And most of the Spearfish fans haven't even figured out yet that the foul was called on Doran. Huron draws the charge. Second foul on Doran. That was a 50-50 call, to say the least. McNeil back into the game, and now Evans back in for Huron as well. Still 33-30 Huron. Huron's led, I think, the entire game, but just can't shake loose this pesky Spearfish team. Nearing 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Elwine back near the timeline. Shovels it off. Now Gainey has the ball blocked from behind, and that'll be 3 shots. Foul on Corton. Corton tried to block it from behind, and that's pretty hard to get that cleanly. And 3 free throws coming up for C.J. Gainey. First free throws of the game for Gainey is 6 points. four here in the third quarter. Fourth team foul on Spearfish with 2:59 to go in the third. Ganey, first free throw is good. Huron bumps the lead to four. Second shot for Ganey, the senior for Huron. Got that one. CJ this week signed a letter of intent. He's going to play football at Northern State. Wish him best of luck there. Think he'll be a very fine defensive back, assuming that's what he's going to do. Third free throw for Ganey is good. 3 for 3, and we have a timeout on the floor. Huron up 36-30, 2:59 to go in the third quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
2:59 to go, third quarter. Huron uses their second and final 30. They have the three full timeouts remaining. Spearfish has yet to take a timeout. Huron sets up full court pressure off the made free throws by Ganey. Hamilton in the backcourt throws up ahead. Oh, Evans almost got a steal, but is caught by Davis. Now throws back to Corton, and Spearfish gets into the half-court offense. Corton out there with Evans. Works the perimeter, comes off to the right. Goes in, low post, going inside to Doran. Doran under, gets back outside to Davis. Davis double-teamed and stepped on the sideline. It was Carson Evans in his grill, and he took a back step and stepped out of bounds. Turnover to the Huron Tigers with 2:36 to go, third quarter. Huron up six with the ball. Elwine will bring the ball up this possession. Elwine comes right. Goes right down to the hoop, right underneath. Little fadeaway is short. Rebound comes out long. Slapped and saved by McNeil. Cross court, Elwine, three, right wing, got it. Missed the short shot, hits the long shot. Good hustle to keep that alive by Ganey and McNeil. Here I'm back up by nine. Blocking call going to go on McNeil in the backcourt. That'll be his second and the third team on Huron. Huron up 39-30 equals their biggest lead of the game. They had a 9-point lead in the first, or in the second quarter. So third team fouling Huron. Corton in the backcourt, lost his dribble, throws backwards to Hamilton. Hamilton now gets across the timeline. Double team back door, wide open and an easy layup for Davis. And that has happened a couple of times. Somebody's not covering something on the press. Easy deuce for Spearfish, and they're back within 7, 39-32, minute 50 to go, third quarter. Elwine starts the drive against Davis, stops, goes with a scoop shot. I think he was scooping it off the glass and then was going to rebound it himself. Foul called on Spearfish as Elwine collected it in. That's what it looked like. Elwine spun and he did a scoop shot from about the free throw line, but it was high off the window, and I think he was trying to catch it and go back up, basically passing it to himself off the glass, and the foul on Spearfish is going to put Blake to the line to shoot two. Blake one of two from the free throw line. Fouls on Doran, that's his third. That's a big call against Spearfish. Elwine, free throw is good. Blake having a big game here now as he's up to 18 points. Doran has 17 for Spearfish, but he comes off the floor with that third personal foul. Janvrin and Gibbs back in for the Spartans. Second shot for Blake Elwine is good. Got them both. Here on up again by 9, 41-32. Continue with the trap, Corton, and there's another foul on McNeil. Put his hands up, and that was almost a reflex action. McNeil picks up his third. Now we're four, or both teams will be the bonus for the rest of the quarter on any more fouls. Minute 37 to go here in the third quarter. Hague and Ogle in as Elwine and McNeil come off. Spearfish working against the backcourt pressure. Hamilton gets it up ahead. Gibbs now in the middle. Davis, and now Hamilton will set up the offense. Back it out on the right side. He's got Moding on him. Gets the screen. Dribbles off to the left. Now picking up is Ogle. Hamilton still on the dribble. Drives to the block. Cut off by Ogle. Kick out. Open three. No good. Rebound tipped, and Ogle gets it. And we're going to have a jump ball or a foul. Jump ball possession here on Ogle. Had it high over his head. He got tied up from behind, I believe, by Hamilton. Good look on the three there for Davis. Just came off the front of the rim. And here on a chance to open up their biggest lead of the game with the ball up 9, 11, 1, 10 to go in the third quarter. Moding into the front court. Dribbles right, has Ogle on the wing. Cross court, Gainey. Gainey drives, pulls up, free throw line, jumper, got it. Gainey coming alive. He's got 9 points here in the third quarter. 11 for the game here on their biggest lead, 43-32. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Pass in the middle. Gainey goes for the steal. Hamilton controls into the front court. Now we have a whistle and a timeout, Spearfish. 41 seconds to go, third quarter here on up, 43-32. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDA, SAA, and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
41.9 seconds to go, third quarter here on 43, Spearfish 32. First time out of the night for Coach Ben Schultz and Spearfish. See what they draw up off the timeout. Corton will inbound in the backcourt, gets it to Doran, who's back in. Remember, Doran's got three fouls. Doran brings it up with Huron dropping back in a zone this possession. Right side, nice catch over there, Janvrin. Janvrin splits a double team, kicks in the middle, shot up, and a foul going to go on Haig. Found Corton right in the middle with an easy look, and a foul on Haig, and an old-fashioned three-point play opportunity for Spearfish. First bucket of the game for Bennett Corton. Third foul on Haig. The lead back at 9 with the free throw pending, and Doran comes out. Makes sense. Olson back in. And free throw for Corton. Got it, and Elwine will come in for this, what could be the last possession of the third quarter. Spearfish back within 8, 43-35. Huron obviously would like to whittle it down for one shot and make the shot. The shot clock off, 27 seconds to go, third quarter. Gainey across the timeline. Being guarded out there by Corton, right side. Ogle in the middle, Haig trying to post up, kick out, three for Gainey, got it! C.J. Gainey getting red hot in the third quarter, got the three, 7-6 seconds to go, foul on Ogle. And Hamilton will go to the line for two with 6.4 seconds to go. 12 points in the third quarter for Gainey and 14 total. Hamilton to shoot two. His first trip to the free throw line has 2 points in the game. First free throw is good. He's got a smooth stroke from the charity stripe. The lead back at 10 for Huron with 6.4 seconds to go, third quarter. 46-36, free throw, second free throw pending for Seth Hamilton. Got them both. He's got four. Here on time to get a shot off. Moding will push. Right side of the floor. Gives back to Gainey. A long three. Got it! From the spike line on the volleyball court, Gainey about a 35-foot three to end the third quarter. Here on up, 49-37. We head to the fourth after a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
CJ Gainey, 15 points in the third quarter. And Huron opens up a 49-37 lead. Spearfish will have possession as we start the fourth quarter. Corton comes left side to Hamilton. Huron again zoning here to start the fourth quarter. Porish back in. Trying to double on Doran, right side, swing in the corner. Hamilton, a deep three, got it. Hamilton gets his first three of the game. He's got seven, the lead at 49-40. Elwine on the right wing, isolated out there on Davis. Elwine backs his way in, scoop shot for two. Sweet move by Elwine. Blake has 22. You're on back up by 11. Spearfish working the pressure, get it to Doran in the front court. Now waits for help, hands it off to Hamilton. He'll get Spearfish into the offense. Dribbles off to left, hands it off to Jandrin around the perimeter, up top to Corton. Now left side, low post. They go inside Doran against Elwine, banked it in for two. Elwine kind of back on his heels. Doran with the bucket. He's got 19. Ball slapped out of bounds by Spearfish on the inbounds. Will still be here on ball. Just over a minute gone in the fourth quarter. Huron 51, Spearfish 42. In Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, girls game went to Spearfish 55-39. Was a two-point game, though, early in the fourth quarter. It's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Elwine, right wing, dribbles, bounce pass, Gainey, wants the three, no good, went to the well once too often. And here's Spearfish, a chance to cut the lead a little more into the front court. Corton, the middle, Doran, in the corner. Jandrin, a wide open three, got it. Spearfish, an 8-2 run to start the fourth quarter. They're back within six, 51-45. Here's Elwine, stops, lost the ball, and it turns over to Davis. Down the floor, Davis, up 4-2. And Spearfish, a 10-2 run. And they've pulled within four, 51-47. And they've done it very quickly. We still have 6 minutes to go in the game. Moding has Gainey on the right wing. Here's the post up. Elwine double-teamed outside. Fake by McNeil. He'll drive. Go hard to the hoop. Missed it short. Rebound. Elwine can't get it. And what we call? What's the call? A technical foul went against Huron. A technical foul on Colton McNeil, and Spearfish going to get free throws and the ball out of bounds. So that was during play. Technical foul goes on McNeil. And boy, the run continues for Spearfish. They're 4-for-4 from the field. Two threes, two twos, and now it's Seth Hamilton at the line to shoot the technicals. And the ball will be out of bounds for Spearfish. Free throw, no good. Hamilton was 2 of 2 in the third quarter. Still a four-point game as Spearfish has come roaring back. One more shot for Hamilton off the technical. And the free throw is good. One out of two. So Spearfish, just like that, within three, and they'll have the ball. Chance to pull within one or even tie it with a long ball. The Spearfish right now all the momentum. 51-48. Spartans will inbound it from half court. Janbrin now gives back to Corton, and he'll set up the offense. Straight man now by Huron. Corton out there with Moding. Moding staying with him. Flip it right side. Offensive foul on Spearfish. Must have been away from the ball. Moving screen or something on Janbrin. And he's got the what me look on his face. Man, I can't say either way. I didn't see it. It was away from the ball. But Huron gets the ball back, leading by three. Huron needs a bucket all of a sudden here. As we go into the front court. Right side Moding on the wing, gets to Ogle back into the game. Now right side Porish. Here it goes to Elwine, low post, trying to back his way in on Javern. Kick out, dangerous pass, deflected out of bounds by Davis. It'll be here on possession, inbound from in front of the Tiger team bench. Ganey will inbound, the lead has been cut to three, 51-48 here on. Moding pops out, here on spreads the floor. Screen by Ogle. Moding comes left. Almost lost the ball to Janbrin. Back up top, Ogle. Inside to Elwine. He's against Doran now. Elwine backs his way in on Doran. A little fadeaway. Baseline won't go. Ball slapped out. Picked up by Ogle. Three for Elwine. Got it. Missed the short one. Hits the long one again. And timeout Huron. Huron back up six, 54-48. 4:52 of the go in the game. Elwine with 25. We'll take a timeout. 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
4:52 to go in the game. Huron 54, Spearfish 48, Huron 25 from Blake Elwine, 17 from C.J. Ganey. That's 42 of the 54. Huron down to two timeouts remaining. Spearfish still has four. Huron stays in that trap press in the backcourt, makes Spearfish work to bring the ball up. Hamilton gets trapped, gets it up ahead to Janbrin. Janbrin drives down that right sideline. Now he's double-teamed there in the corner. And a timeout. Spearfish, as they were in trouble. Timeout, second. This will be a 30. We'll take a 30 on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Eating, are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today. Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
4:39 to go in the game. Huron 54, Spearfish 48. Spearfish three full timeouts left. Huron two full timeouts left. Spearfish will inbound in front of their team bench. Again, that timeout was strictly to save possession, as we had Spearfish trapped on the sideline there. Davis will inbound. Lobs it out to Janbrin. Dangerous pass. Got it to him in the backcourt. Now flips back to Corton. Corton will bring the ball up against Moding across the timeline. Top of the key, look right, trying to get it to Hamilton. He has it, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Low post, Doran shoots over Elwine, no good. Porish grabs the rebound. Good move, though, by Doran. And that's the first miss from the field in the fourth quarter for Spearfish, and Huron throws it away. Porish was up top, wanted to get it to Moding on the wing, and Moding was going down, I think, to set a screen. There was nobody there, and the ball just goes right back to Spearfish. Huron continues to trap in the backcourt. Corton gets it up ahead. Janbrin now hands it off to Hamilton. Hamilton drives on Elwine, leans in, blocked by Elwine. And again, Porridge comes up with the loose ball. Ogle, now Elwine into the front court. Elwine drives, almost lost it, goes with the scoop, no good, he's fouled. Two free throws on the way for Blake Elwine. Blake's been attacking the basket tonight. We know we have the advantage there with him at 6'8". Foul is on Cameron Davis, his second. Davis and Corton, I believe, have mostly taken the defensive turns on Elwine. Blake hits the first free throw. Elwine now with 26 to lead all scorers. Huron back up by 7. Still plenty of time. 3:52 to go in the game. One more shot for Elwine. It is good. Got them both. And Huron stretches the lead to 8. 56-48. 3:50 to go in the game. Huron trapping. In the backcourt, Hamilton, double-teamed, lobs it back to Corton, and Corton gets it across the timeline, took him 8 seconds. Hamilton, right side, weave out there. Doran, now up top, Corton. Hamilton wants three at the key, no good. Rebound, Elwine. Spearfish wanted a foul there as Moding got in, and there's almost an over and back. The official wanted to call it, but didn't, and Porish got his feet into the front court. Huron protecting an 8-point lead. Moding, he's got the 5-second count. He's got to worry. Now he does drive into the paint. Kick back out. Gainey. Flips to Elwine. Elwine, step back three in the corner. No good. Rebound slapped out, and Moding will grab it. And another shot clock for Huron. Moding drives, leans in, fell down, going to the hoop. And it's going to be cleared out. Doran in the front court, drives in, rims it in and out, gets his own rebound, up and in. And Spearfish will take a timeout. Been a little quieter in the second half for Doran, but he does have 21. 56-50 here on 2:49 to go in the game. Timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
With incredible savings, it's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
2:49 to go in the game. Huron working against some Spearfish pressure. Moding up ahead to Ogle, right back to Moding. Flips it to Gainey, a baseline. Porish with a 10-footer, no good. Slapped out. Spearfish controls. They have a chance to cut the 6-point lead. Down the floor, drive Hamilton, blocked by Huron again down the floor. Here comes Gainey, leans in, missed the shot himself. We miss layups, contested layups, and back comes Spearfish. Baseline, offensive foul on Hamilton. Anybody wearing maroon and white can't believe the call. I didn't have a good look at it, but we'll take the call. Second foul on Hamilton, third team on Spearfish, 2:21 to go. And McNeil comes back in. Gainey comes off for the Huron Tigers. Spearfish again pressing full court. Looks like they're trying to trap as well. Moting in the corner. Now in the middle. Nice catch by Elwine. Up ahead, McNeil into the front court. Now holds it back. Gives it to Elwine. Huron might try to run some shot clock. Up 6, 2:10 to go in the game. 56-50 Huron. Moting has Ogle on the right wing. Low post. There's Porish at the block. Sealed off nicely by Corton. McNeil thought about the three, flips back. Porish for three, banked it in. He puts his hands up in the air, not how you design it. Anderson Porish banks in a three. I'd rather be lucky than good. 59-50 here on minute 52 to go in the game. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, TJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron up 9 again and into the front court, and a blocking call going to go against Colton McNeil. He kind of bumped into Corton, and that's going to foul Colton McNeil out of the game. He leaves having scored 4 points, fouls out with a minute 47 to go. Just the second team foul on Huron, though, so it'll just be an inbounds here for Spearfish. Ganey back into the game for Huron. No, Evans, excuse me, back into the game for Huron. Up top, inbounds to Doran. Doran drives on Porish, goes right by him, and they're going to wave off the shot. Foul on Porish came while he was still driving to the basket. Anderson picks up his fourth foul. Third team on Huron, and we have a timeout. Or what do we have here? Oh, I get it. They pointed at the Spearfish timeout, but Spearfish bench, I'm not sure why. Inbounds Hamilton in the corner. Janbrin dribbles to the free throw line, flips back to Davis. Baseline, here's a drive. Janbrin tried to feed it in, and we have a late whistle and a blocking call on Ganey. Boy, that whistle came awful late, and Janbrin had no place to go underneath the basket. That's the crime of it. Ganey picks up his third, and now Spearfish will be in the bonus the rest of the game. Inbounds underneath, reverse layup, Doran, no good. Tipped around, Elwine with the rebound. Doran kind of hammers on him a bit too, no call there. Moting, now he does get fouled. Hamilton reached out and grabbed him, but still a foul to give. That's the fourth team foul. Rest of the way now, both teams will shoot the bonus. Minute 22 to go. Huron with one timeout remaining. Spearfish with two. Elwine to inbound right in the middle. Porish, nobody on him. He'll get it across the timeline. Dribbles off to the right. Straight man-to-man here, really crowding him. Now Ganey comes up top. Minute 10 to go. Huron running some shot clock here. Ganey flips to Elwine. Elwine drives, free throw line, goes back door, wide open, Evans missed the layup, gets his own rebound, now has it squared off, wide open layup, Doran in the corner, Corton, 53-52 seconds to go, pull the trigger, Hamilton for three, does not get the roll, picked up by Corton, shoots over Elwine, no good, and Elwine with the board. Down the floor, here comes Moting, he'll take it in, missed the layup. And no whistle. We'll play on. 33-32 to go. Outside, open three for Corton is short. Rebound, and Davis goes up to get it. Back door, and the ball saved in. Oh, Ganey almost saved it in. Scoop shot no good, and a foul going to go on Spearfish. We really had some playground basketball going there both directions. But nobody could put the ball in the bucket, and at the end of the day, that worked in Huron's favor because the clock kept running. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Three-possession game at 59-50. And two free throws for Cameron Davis. Davis, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 3 out of 5 as he misses the first one. Wenz will come in for Evans. Twenty seconds left in the game, and Huron up 59-50. Second free throw, no good, missed them both. Wins with the rebound, but then is stolen away by Davis. Scramble on the floor, will end up with a jump ball here on possession. 14.5 seconds to go. And now we have a whistle and a timeout, Spearfish. 59-50. Huron seems to be in good position now. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we're back in Spearfish just in time to go to another timeout. Huron couldn't get the ball inbounded. We'll just keep it here. Huron out of timeouts, but again at 59-50. I mean, anything's possible. Spearfish has one timeout left, but it's going to be awful tough for the Spartans to rally from this one. So Huron has led the entire way. I don't think I recall Spearfish ever leading in the game, but Huron was never able to really put Spearfish away either. Double-digit leads in the second quarter and here in the fourth quarter. But bottom line is they've been able to make plays when needed. Blake Elwine is... really made, been a difference. Granted, he's got 27 points, but just his defensive presence, he's made a lot of short shots by the Spartans get changed. Block shots are just guys changing it because they know he's there. And some other good defensive plays as well. A big third quarter by C.J. Ganey. Huron will inbound. Now Huron out of timeouts. Now Moding's going to inbound. And they'll just get it into a Porish, back to Moding. Moding will dribble, now bring it back out. Cross court, dangerous pass, slapped away, stolen by Corton. But just don't foul at this point. Ball slapped away, tipped away, picked up by Janvrin. He'll get up a shot at the buzzer. They call foul on Elwine. Now they're just going to say nope, or are they going to let him shoot free throws? The game's over. Elwine, they wanted to call foul on him, but they're just going to... Are they going to let Janvrin shoot? Nope, they're going to say game over. That's the correct thing to do. Final score, Huron 59, Spearfish 50. Huron moves to 8-6 on the season. Spearfish drops to 6-6. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan Tanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan Tanger can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan Tanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Thank you. Are you Dalton?
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And back here with the Huron Tigers getting the split of the doubleheader tonight. Girls fall 55-38. Two-point game, though, early in the fourth quarter. But Huron just too much catch-up there. Hampton Hines 21 points to lead Huron. And just completed now, the boys pick up the win, the final 59-50. Let's go right to the stance here, as I assume Bud might be up a little quick here. Getting late, we still got to eat and get back to the hotel. And then afternoon basketball tomorrow in Sturgis. For Spearfish, now 6-6 on the season. 21 points for Dylan Doran, but he only scored 6 in the second half. He pretty much kept Spearfish in it in the first half. Everybody else got held down. Camden Davis with 9, Seth Hamilton had 8 points, 6 points for Brody Javerin, and 3 points apiece, Bennett Corton and Carter Gibbs. For the Tigers, now 7 or 8 and 6 on the season. Blake Elwine poured in 27 points, 17 for C.J. Gainey. Then 5 points, Anderson Porish, 4 for Colton McNeil, and 3 points apiece for Colton Ogle and Carson Evans. Shooting the game here on 20 of 56, 36%. 8 of 19 on threes, 42%. And here on 11 of 13 on free throws. For Spearfish, 17 of 49 from the field, 35%. 4 of 13 on threes, 31%. 12 of 21 on free throws. That free throw mark, that's something that Spearfish will look at as a difference in this ball game. Spearfish had 38 rebounds, 13 for Dylan Doran, so he had a double-double, 21 points, 13 rebounds for Huron, 32 rebounds, 7 for Anderson Porish, and 5 for Blake Elwine. Huron with 12 turnovers, 14 for Spearfish, and those are the numbers for this game, with Huron getting a 59-50 win here tonight. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. We'll talk to Coach Bud, pick the First National Bank player of the game. All coming up, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
You with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South.
South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Autoglass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Autoglass in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Head coach Tim Budenhagen joins us here after a hard fought 59-50 win over Spearfish. And coach, first things first, you said a couple of guys you got to watch for Spearfish. Doran really kept it in the game the first half. We held Seth Hamilton down the whole game. He had a tough night shooting, but give Spearfish credit. We led the whole game, but they just would not go away.
They won't. And then we aided them at times with bad possessions. Trying to do something too quickly. Time and possession dictates that we got the lead, so let's let our big guys get down to the box, let's move the basketball, and then let's shove it inside. When they double team, cut to the rim, we got easy hoops. There was a time where Corton was on Anderson, and we went away from Anderson's side, and that's a post-up that we got to have. And he's down there begging for the ball. But I think we shot a three on the opposite side. Missed. They go down. They score an easy layup because it was a bad shot, and that led to their easy bucket. So we got a lot of things to clean up before tomorrow. Hopefully we're going to practice in the parking lot when we get back to the hotel tonight.
Tonight.
Nice night tonight.
Okay. And, you know, Anderson Poirier, I guess I do want to ask you this first. What is the name of the play where Anderson banks in a three from the right wing?
Yeah. Well, CJ did that against Roosevelt, too, so that's a great play for us because it's worked two consecutive nights.
Call it the Duffy.
There you go. Tomorrow night tomorrow afternoon when we yell Duffy, you'll know what's coming.
Well, you know, CJ, 17 points, 15 in the third quarter. He just was feeling it, including one that's probably a 35 to 40 foot shot at the end of the third quarter. But, you know, he just squared himself. That's not that tough of a shot to make when you got time to square yourself. You're not being bothered. And, boy, he just buried it.
You know what? CJ's been, really good in practice hitting shots. I mean, we had to tell him yesterday to miss some. He was just knocking down shot after shot after shot. And he just smiled and said, I'll save a couple for tomorrow, too. So luckily, he saved a couple because when he hits that first one, he gets in he gets in that groove. And he can hit, he's streaky, so he can hit consecutive shots once he gets hot. But you know what? Blake did a really nice job tonight getting down to the box, getting the ball to the basket. He did a great job, and then we just rallied around him.
You know, and Blake, 27 points, one thing. His effect on other teams on defense, we're seeing it game after game. You know, he's getting the block shots early, then all of a sudden they're changing their shots when they get close to the basket, and sometimes he's not even there.
Right. And he does a nice job of just going two hands up, making the guy shoot over the top, and then somebody else has got to rebound the miss. So Blake's a game changer, and like we said at the beginning of the year, you can do more on the defensive end than the offensive end because those are going to be tough shots. We're going to get the rebound. We can kick, and we can get some easy runouts if you play defense. And he's settled in, and he's doing a great job. He was out there today, Garden Hamilton out there on the perimeter. So at 6'7", 6'8", he's got a nice wingspan. He's sitting down in a defensive stance, and he's really being a difference maker on the defense end.
You know, and Anderson Porridge, a little unsung. I know I made fun of the three. It still counted as three, but I also see he led us in rebounds, grabbing seven. You know, and we want to utilize him more. You know, but again, he's a ninth grader and still feeling his way through. But, you know, he does play with confidence. Somebody named Kobe a couple of years ago kind of played with confidence as a freshman.
Right. And, you know, and he needed to show more confidence when he had the ball up top and threw it to me. You know, you know, after the game, he said, "Hey, coach, I thought you could shoot."
Either.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. I just let it go because I didn't want to call a tip on me. But he just said, "Hey, coach, I saw you open." Well, that's great, Andy, but I can't shoot it anymore. But at that time, he's just got to, you know, pull the ball out. Back it up, attack the guy. We did a lot of side to side dribbling tonight. We got to get rid of that tomorrow. We got to have more attacking dribbling. A couple times where Colton Ogle, Colton McNeil, CJ were able to turn the corner, get to the rim. That's what we need more of tomorrow night.
Yeah, Colton Ogle is the next guy I was going to mention. I assume that's probably his most minutes of the season. He played 17, and I think, you know, with just the matchup with Spearfish, his length was an asset.
Yes, and he's been doing, you know, it's not all about scoring. It's what you're doing on the little things that you're doing to make the team great. And he does those little things, and those have got to count. So he's got to get a pat on the back for a tip ball. You know, driving to the basket, making a good pass. All those things add up to positives for us. And he's just got to continue to believe that those things make a difference.
And the bottom line is a win on the road. It's never easy to come out here. I don't care if it's Rapid or the Northern Hills. So we notch one here tonight. We'll get ready for Sturgis. I know you said they had a kid you felt was pretty similar to Hamilton.
Yeah, number 24, he did. And I don't know his name off the hand right now because I've been...
Well, I haven't looked at their roster either.
I've just been concentrating on this game, one game at a time.
Yep.
Don't get too far ahead. But once he crosses half court, game on, because he can knock those shots down. The last person I saw do that was Mike Miller, and that was a nightmare. So hopefully tomorrow we're ready to roll. We understand in the press where we need to move now. We got to do a better job in the press of... taking care of the basket, but I thought it caused them some problems. They turned it over a couple of times. We got some easy layups, gave up some, but I thought it was a momentum changer at times where we could wear them down.
Well, I got to get out of Dodge here, so nice win tonight. Quick turnaround tomorrow. Need to eat, need to get rest, and ready to go in Sturgis in the daylight.
Yep, bus leaves in 5 minutes, tough.
That's going to take me longer than that. Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers, again, C.J. Gainey, the First National Bank player of the game. A final timeout, 1 minute. We'll wrap it up here from Spearfish. 1 minute on...